choice.
John Adam, thank you very much from dadblog.uk. uk.com. Oh, for goodness sake.
Come on, John, hold it together. There's not much to go now, Penny.
Listen, I'm here. John Holmes has just come in.
Hi.
And just immediately gone and fiddled with the air conditioning.
Well, it's really hot in here.
I like it steamy.
Clearly. I mean, I can barely see you through the steam.
Yes, it's good, isn't it? It's like my own kind of sauna.
Are you giving the heat off, or is it coming from elsewhere?
Yeah, that's me. That is me. Of course, the air temperature is on -3, but I've heated it up to this incredible temperature.
Cracking job.
I don't understand. It's this AC business. It pays havoc with my vocal cords. I don't like it. I don't like it when it's all really cold. And I start shivering and it's not pleasant.
All right.
Not pleasant. Okay. What are you doing today?
Just too hot.
Let's talk more Olympics.
No. Very bored with that. Apart from the men who smashed up a toilet. I think that's quite exciting.
No. That's just, what on earth possessed them? I don't know.
I'm kind of enjoying it.
If you're young, I can understand. Because, you know, we've all been young.
We've all smashed up a toilet.
No.
Is not that what
that
you're
we've
saying?
All, no, okay. I'm not saying that we've all smashed up a loo. I'd find that quite difficult, unless I got being given a rather large hammer. But no, we've all done idiotic things, is what I was going to say. And then
agreeing to work here.
I can't believe you said yes.
I don't know why.
And then try and cover it up. But the thing is, it wasn't. Yeah, well, that wasn't. And then making up a.
We were robbed. Yeah.
Yeah, a big boy made me do it and then ran away. but when you're a bit older and you've just no. No, no, and no. certainly no.
Not we will be mentioning.
Not when the eyes are on you. The eyes of the world are on you.
They
for
are
goodness
now.
Sake. But they were anyway.
Yes.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
The problem is, it's not just the eyes of the world, but the CCTV of Brazil. That was what was on them, and that's what. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Obviously, we may smash up a toilet just to see how difficult it is. I may give that a shot as well.
Have you? You've never really. I've done a wall. I did a wall. I just said to the builder, can I have a little go while they were about to put in an RSJ? And I said, could I have a...
Oh, yeah, that's legitimate, isn't it? Because if you're smashing up a wall that's supposed to come down, that's fine. But what's the biggest thing you've ever broken deliberately in a fit of rage?
Oh, a computer. It took me ages. And then the worst thing was, halfway through, when I'd finally got through and I was finally ripping it about because it had done unrecognised command far too many times for me. And it was only as I was just twisting it, because it's really hard, finally did it and then thought, I didn't get somebody to take all the photographs off, so I've lost those forever.
All right. So you've broken it. So
idiot.
Yeah, the only loser in this argument is you.
It's me.
Yeah.
But the beginning part was very thrilling.
I often do have irrational hatred towards objects.
Yeah.
Where I sort of mentally imagine myself smashing them to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But can't quite. But then I sort of take a step back and go, no, because I'll want that phone later. And so, but I do that a lot. I do mentally smash things up.
Yes, I remember being so angry and wanting to throw something. And I was looking around and I was thinking, what can I throw at the wall? What can I throw at the wall? And in films, they've always got something that they throw at a wall.
Hmm.
Well, they obviously haven't got anything surrounding them that they like.
You need to go through life with something you don't mind throwing at a wall. So just carry that about your person at all times for fits of rage.
It's some
Julia,
piece
when
of crockery.
She's here, well, yes. Julia Hartley Brewer, right, when she's here, will think nothing in a fit of rage of sweeping up an intern and just throwing them against the wall. I've seen her do it. I've seen her do it.
Really?
That's why we get their interns so fast.
Do you know what? I was wondering what it was that was stuck on the wall over in the newsroom. It's a pair of lips.
Hartley Brewers.
Yes, we are making this up now.
No.
Don't adjust your television screens. It's not a television screen, it's a radio.
She's a thug.
Did you hear my stomach just rumbling there? I think I need to go and get some food.
I think you need something.
John Holmes. How long are you on this show for?
Oh, 3 hours now.
Yeah.
It's fine, it's Friday.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Right.
Thank you very much to the rest of you, two or three people listening. It was lovely. Marvellous. Bye.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only $168 a month and $504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just $168 a month over 47 months with $504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, then. It's a Friday. Yeah. It's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a three-year-old is killed in a dog attack. Robbery scandal swimmers' actions are branded unacceptable. And find out which TV show is being scrapped.
Talk Radio.
A woman's been arrested after the death of a toddler who'd been bitten by a dog in Essex. The 29-year-old has been questioned on suspicion of allowing a dog to be dangerously out of control. The animal is now in kennels. Dr. Candida Sarr is an animal behaviourist.
The socialisation is the key point, particularly in the case of behaviour towards people and other animals. The dog has to be socialised from a young age, appropriately socialised to all sorts of factors, people being one of the main ones.
The US Olympic Committee says four of its swimmers could face consequences for lying about being victims of an armed robbery. The group of four made up the story after being confronted by security guards for vandalising a petrol station while they were drunk. Jimmy Fagan is now donating $11,000 to charity, which under Brazilian law can be done to avoid criminal prosecution for minor offences. There are calls for a homecoming celebration for Great Britain's athletes to take place outside of London. Concerns have been raised that there are no plans in place to celebrate GB's most successful away games. Former Olympics Minister Dame Tessa Giles told Talk Radio there's demand for a parade.
That's what people around the country want. They want to be able to cheer on and celebrate and be proud of these athletes who've achieved this extraordinary success that's sort of brought the country together, I think, in a sense of shared pride.
A man's in court to challenge a ruling that he has to tell police 24 hours before he has sex. 45-year-old John O'Neill from York was cleared of rape last year, but was handed an interim sexual risk order. He says his human rights have been breached and he's been prevented from working, but police want the order to be made permanent. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg says it's an interesting case.
It is a balance. Obviously, people talk about the film Minority Report, where people were punished before they committed crimes. On the other hand, I think most people would say it's better to prevent a crime happening than punish somebody afterwards.
Photos have been released that appear to show civilians being used as human shields by Islamic State group fighters in Syria. The militants were retreating from the town of Manbij as Syrian Democratic Forces took back control last week. It's all around 200 IS soldiers fled towards the border, each taking someone in their car as they left. An Albanian murderer who posed as a Kosovan refugee to enter the UK is to be extradited. 53-year-old Avni Metro, who's been living illegally in Britain for almost 20 years, killed two brothers in his home country in 1998 and was convicted in his absence. And after more than a decade, Deal or No Deal is being axed. The TV programme's presenter Noel Edmonds will take the game show on a tour of the UK to say goodbye.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain across the south and west spreading to most parts except for northern Scotland. Behind us, it will turn drier and brighter for some, but blustery showers will arrive in the southwest, highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks very much.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Victoria.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start in Rio. Spend. Team GB's women attempt to win the Olympic hockey title for the first time tonight. Spend. They face Spend. The Netherlands, Spend. Who are the defending champions.
I was
going to
ask you.
Britain claimed the bronze at London 2012.
He just started.
But it guaranteed at least a silver,
started
whatever
talking.
Happens this evening. The Premier League gets back underway tonight with Southampton aiming for their opening win of the new campaign. They're away to Manchester United, who themselves are looking for back-to-back wins. After qualifying for Europe in sixth place last season, Saints legend Matt Letizia told TalkSport it'll be a
big ask this time round.
It's going to be difficult to improve on sixth place, that's for sure. But I think also with the going straight to the Europa League group stages, where at least half a dozen more games in the season, it's going to make it a bit trickier. And I think anything in the top half of the table would be a fantastic finish this year.
Finally, Andy Murray will play Bernard Tomic in the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Open Tennis in the early hours of tomorrow morning. It's after he beat Kevin Anderson in straight sets, the 600th victory of his career. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
It's Ben there with the sport. Slightly, he popped in slightly premature there, didn't he? What do you think?
Yeah.
Just sort of jumped in there. I'd barely finished listening to your news, Victoria, if I'm honest.
You were listening, though.
Well,
were listening.
I mean, I wasn't, but I was. You know. So anyway, hello. It's Friday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Victoria was just telling me that she's having sort of, you know, the notion of visions of sugar plums dance in her head. You've heard that phrase before. Have you heard that phrase before?
No.
Okay. Well, it's a sort of nursery rhyme thing. But you were just telling me how visions of curly fries were dancing in your head.
Well, not just visions, but people eating them right in front of my face.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was eating the curly fries in the office today?
Owen.
Owen?
Yeah.
Right. Was he doing it just to taunt you?
He was dangling them.
Was he? He does that. I think we'll move on. Right, let's do some kind of Friday programme. Chloe, although Chloe's now eating crisps, I see. Chloe, put your microphone up. She's through the glass.
There. Hello.
Hello. Crunch a crisp for us.
Really?
Yep. Okay. There you go. Just wave them at Victoria because she's off this sort of food.
Oh, they're good, Chris, too.
Look at that.
Yeah, they're kettle chips.
Salt
yeah.
and vinegar.
Yeah. Balsamic, no less.
Oh, you too. So mean.
Chloe, press a button.
Talk Radio.
Three good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance. £500 towards your deposit and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel, T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Talk Radio, yes it is. I am John Holmes. And don't forget, still to come on the programme, the child of the 80s. A big thing. And the cold air from the fridge. Cornelius has left the studio, leaving the cast to have buttocks. Now this, of course, pleased some people. Is it a fraction? The murder of Boris Johnson. It's one of those things that's been reported but not really picked up on by the mainstream press yet. What about, Randolph, if we move the debate on slightly, right? I'm not a fan of the gloss.
Duke.
I think I'm against buttocks.
Sounds like a sore loser to me.
You can win a box set and use it as storage. Now, everyone is saying it's like Game of Cards.
Who is this count on the radio?
The door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Okay, hello then. Yes, and well, let's smash up a Friday like two loutish American swimmers vandalising a petrol station toilet and then lying about it. Here we are then. Here we are. Look, hello. We're here. Look, inside. Look. That's us in there.
We're inside your radio. Just here. Scratching on the grill. Just then. Hello.
Right. We're dropping now into your afternoon in a sort of broadcasting equivalent. A bit of ceiling falling from a Southern Railways train onto some commuters. Welcome along, I am John Holmes, and I was going to say that unlike that petrol station in Rio that those American swimmers have vandalised, I was going to say that, you know, the Talk Radio offices were a damaged toilet-free zone. But I'm going to be honest with you, I'd be lying if I said that, because I kid you not, Right, and I do apologise in advance for oversharing. But on a daily basis, someone, some phantom shatter, right, plunges something into the gents, right, with all the precision of a non-medal winning diver who's failed to hit the water correctly. I'm not even joking about this, okay? It's about time someone said something out loud, right, in an office scenario. Okay, so I'm apologising now if you're eating your lunch, but honestly, it's like a dirty soup. This, I know, and this is in the office, right? And the right, so the, anyway, look, this the radio, obviously, this what I'm saying now is on in the office, okay? So I'm now saying this basically to the office, because someone knows who, they know who they are, who's done this, right? And they do it every single day, right? So rather than, this is just a polite way of saying, don't do that to the pan, okay? I'm just saying that. Right, and I'm saying it on the radio rather than to the miscreant's face, okay? I'm saying flush your turd away. No one likes it or you, right? Just have a bit of decorum. Your insides are all wrong. I don't want to name you. I'm not going to name the person that it is, right? Because ordinarily, on a weekday morning, her own jingles do that. But, right? I mean, I don't know whether it's a metaphor for her attitude towards producers. I don't know what it is. Right, but if there was a gold medal for it, she'd win. Hello. Anyway, I do apologise. And this is if this is your first time listening, you've already thought, well, this isn't Jeremy Vine, is it? You don't get this on Jeremy Vine. You don't get... He doesn't walk out of the Radio 2 toilets, does he, having gone for an unassuming wee, only to be confronted with Ken Bruce's log. That's not what happens. The radio. And if he does, he probably takes Ken aside and deals with it quietly. But honestly, every day this week and enough is enough. Anyway, I think I've made my point. If you work in an office, take inspiration. I always call the person out who does that. There's always one in an office. Anyway, I'd expect you'd like to know what's emerging from the bowel of today's programme. Well, headline hijack, very much on the way, of course. You have to make up a news story and it will come out of Victoria's mouth. This mouth.
This one.
Yes. And it will be at 2 o'clock. And, Victoria ordinarily tells the news truth, but not at 2 o'clock. She doesn't, because there's a made-up news lie in that bulletin. You can get it to us. It's headline hijack 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's a lonely lunch club on the way as we induct another lonely what lunch into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, here's the email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry this afternoon, Rue. He'll be joining us, entering the fray with a relentless stare at a roundup of newly released geeky, gadgety crap. There's the news in haikus, where current affairs meets Japanese poetry. We'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think mushrooms or wallets? We will test your brand loyalty to this show in the end of the week quiz. There's the big debate at 3. A foreign correspondent will talk foreign. There's live music as well for a Friday from a busker that we'll drag in off the street. Plus, of course, it's some request Friday. Now, do you have a message or dedication for a loved one? What better way to give them a shout out than by requesting a speech or talk for them on the radio, over on Radio 2? They do all Request Friday. They play songs for people, of course. We can't do that. We're a talk radio station. We can't really play many songs. So we play speeches and talks as requests. Maybe it's your anniversary. You'd like us to play a TED talk about hunting for lost civilizations in Peru with satellites for your wife or husband. Or maybe you'd like to hear Elizabeth I speaking to the troops at Tilbury in 1588, simply because you consider it to be a banging Friday speech anthem. Any request considered. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk. Start your message with the word.
Ginger Dave is not producing. Not when there's failed A-level students to console. Asprod. Cass.
What?
Is through the miserable window. Chloe's on buttons.
Hello.
And crisps. Victoria's got news.
Yeah.
No curly fries. Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
He's going to do us all a favour and do the decent thing by going out to the toilet.
What?
Well, you know the toilet on this floor?
Yeah.
With that in it?
Yeah.
And it's been there, like, all week, yeah? You're going to go and flush it away.
Okay.
Do a service for the office.
Okay.
So, out there, there's a live microphone. He's just going out of the studio. He's just going to get a...
Hello?
You there?
Am I here?
There you go. If you go to the through the office...
Right.
And as you walk through the office... Just shout. I'm clear. Just shout as loud as you can in the office. I'm clearing up the dirty mess as loud as you can.
Guys, I'm clearing up the dirty mess. Don't worry, I've got it.
and then through the door, into the toilet, into the toilet, and just flush it away.
Oh!
I know!
It's even worse!
I know!
It's even worse, oh my god.
Yep. It's like a festival toilet in there.
It looks like a fox poo. A Fleet Street fox poo. Right.
Go on.
Here we go.
Now, it wasn't difficult, that was it? Why can't Julia just do that? So why did she go in the gents? It's weird. Thanks, Cornelius. That's done everyone a favour. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Oh, let's have some music. Top thumping on Talk Radio. Ads around 1:15 on a Friday afternoon. Obviously playing that to introduce today's big story that we'll be discussing very shortly indeed. I imagine someone's got a question as to why I'm playing Top Thumping by Chumbawamba. Who's got a question?
Who's got a question?
You know what to do. If you've got a question...
But I'm the only one in here.
If you've got a question, you put your hand up. Put your hand up. You've got a question. That's it. Keep it up.
No.
Yep. I haven't come to you. I haven't come to you yet. Cornelius, you've got your hand up. Have you got a question?
Yeah, yeah. Why would anyone choose to play this song other than at about 2 a.m. on New Year's Eve?
Well, the reason is because it introduces today's big story, doesn't it?
Okay, and what's that?
Well, now, what's this song about?
Oh, it's about thumping tubs.
Yes. And how do you get tubby?
Eating.
No.
Yeah.
The other yes, but the other one.
Lack of exercise.
And the other one.
Sort of glandular problems.
Drinking.
Oh, okay.
So I play that for today's big story because today's big story, it turns out there's been a spurious survey or other that says half of UK adults. Right?
Mm.
Are.
Which half? The mums or the dads?
Well, we don't know. Both. Right? They're letting their children, nay, encouraging their children, by children I mean proper young children, to drink alcohol at home. That's in the news today.
Mm.
So, and that song's got drink in it.
Yeah, it's got a whiskey drink.
And a lager drink.
And a cider drink.
And a vodka drink.
We sing the songs that remind us of good times.
Okay, so that's why I'm playing that, because it leads us to today's big story. So next on Talk Radio, we're going to talk to someone at the very heart of this matter, which is a child. Right? Okay, so Cass, hello Cass. Asprod Cass is through the glass, by the way.
What?
I need to speak to a child.
Child.
I don't have any.
Can you pop one out before... during the adverts.
That'd be disgusting.
Well, it's not disgusting. It's natural birth. It's not nature, isn't it? It's not disgusting.
Beautiful.
You've offended people now saying that birth is disgusting. It's not.
You're disgusting.
Okay. Could you get... Right, we need a... Cass is going to get a child on the phone. We'll talk to that child about drinking next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall Vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of G-Tex standard plasterboard for only £4.15 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go. MyCarMeter.com.
My car needs a service, but where can I find a good price and someone I can trust?
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Kent, on the M2 coastbound, there's one lane closed due to an accident between Junction 2 for Stroud and Junction 3 for Chatham. Traffic is coping well currently, though. In South Yorkshire, the M1 southbound, we've got one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 31 for Sheffield and 30 for Worksop. And in Cumbria, on the M6 southbound, we're hearing reports of queuing traffic and the road being blocked due to an accident and an overturned vehicle between Southwaite Services and Junction 41 for Catalent. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy to let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio, and I am John Holmes. Zuzu, Belial, Dagon, Demogorgon, Hardeep Singh Kohli. All names of hideously terrifying demons. But if you are a child, according to a spurious PR survey dressed up as news today, there's another demon to worry about, and that is the demon drink. Apparently half of UK parents allow their children to drink alcohol at home, so when they're not binging on Peppa Pig, or if they're a bit older, maybe about 4, the Walking Dead box set, then according to this newspaper's space-filling nonsense dressed up as fact, they're all getting mashed off their norks on booze. On the line to discuss this now is a child. It's my child. She's 6. Hello, Maisie.
Hello, Daddy.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. Hope you're all right. So, what we're talking about, Maisie, is this. There's a story in the papers today about parents that allow their children to drink at home. What do you drink at home?
Apple juice.
Yes. That's right. Have you ever drunk beer at home?
I don't want to have a baby.
That wasn't the answer I was expecting. Who gave you the beer?
You.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, but it was just to, awkward. It was just to try it, though, wasn't it? It was a
yeah.
Yeah, and you don't drink it often, though, do you?
No.
No. Did you like it?
Can't remember.
Oh, would you like to try it again?
No.
No. All right. Okay. Do you go to school? Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you drink? Do they give you a drink at school?
I have milk and water.
Right. Not mixed together. Oh. Well, when do you drink milk and when do you drink water?
I can choose which one.
Pardon?
I can choose which one.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm actually pleased that they give... Because I thought milk had left school.
Yeah, didn't, quite I impressed. Thought it'd been snatched.
Cornelius is here, Maisie, by the way.
Hi, Maisie.
Yeah. So, what's your favourite drink, would you say?
Apple juice.
Oh, it is apple juice. All right, fine. Okay. And have you ever... now, what do you... You know, when you go to the playground... You know when you go to the playground?
Yeah.
What do you... do you go on?
Everything there.
Like what? What's your favourite thing at the playground?
Swings.
Swings. Do you ever sit on the swings and drink cider with your mates?
No.
No. Who are your friends, by the way? Who are your friends? Name your friends.
Maddie, Abigail and Ailey and Sophie and Emily and Isla.
Right. Do they all... Have any of them ever drunk booze, as far as you know?
No.
Are you sure? Have you discussed this?
No.
Right. Okay. What are you doing now?
I'm laying on Holly's bed talking to you.
Okay. Just visiting friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is Isla there?
Yes, she's right next to me.
That's her sister. That's my other child. She's 4. Can you put Isla on?
Yes. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Maisie. Maisie there, a child correspondent.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Isla. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Have you ever drunk beer?
Pardon?
Have you ever drunk any beer at home?
No. But not even at home.
I know, but when you are at home... They're away. They're in Devon. When you are at home, who drinks beer at home?
Daddy.
That's right. Yeah, do I ever give any of it to you?
No.
No, that's right. What's your favourite drink?
Strawberry milkshake.
Good. Good. And you know when you went to nursery?
Yeah.
Do they give you a drink? Do they give you alcohol at nursery?
No, I bring my own drink.
You drink your own drink. It's like homebrew, is it? Do you make it yourself?
No, Mummy makes it for me. It's orange squash.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Isla.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, Isla. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, I love you.
Love you too. Bye. Aww. Children there on the telephone, and you heard them live. That is straight from the child's mouth there. Yes, one of them has tried beer when I gave it to her as a baby. It's an experiment. But no, she doesn't drink it now, and no, neither does the other one. So that, in your face survey... It's weird. So, children drinking alcohol, what do you make of it? You can react to us. Already reactions are coming in, Cornelius.
Yes, lots coming in. Thomas says, before bed each night, we as a family, and he's sure that lots of families do this, like to gather around and enjoy a beer bong. He says he doesn't seem anything wrong with that.
Yep.
So what if I weaned my child off breast milk with baby sham? So lock me up. That's coming from... Julia, I give my 5-year-old a Jaeger bomb as soon as he wakes up just each morning just to get him going.
Yeah.
That's from On Benefits. And my local pub. It's just what someone said.
Yeah.
My local pub has a large play area. All the parents like to play while the kids sit and drink.
Drinking.
According
absolutely.
To David.
And it's interesting you said that about the breast milk baby sham thing, because there is that movement now, of course, because to one breast, this is at trials they're doing in Sweden.
Mm. Oh, okay.
An ordinary two-breasted mother. In Sweden now, one breast is milk, but the other one has been replaced with with alcohol. I mean, it's like a sedative. Because if you give kids, you know, a little bit of alcohol, then, you know, they sleep better, don't they?
Mm.
And so the other breast in Sweden has been the ducts have been rewired.
Okay.
So one breast dispenses milk and the other dispenses gin. Or vodka.
Vodka, and then you can make white Russians.
Yes, exactly. And that's what happened. In Sweden, don't mime it.
Okay.
In Sweden, in like a creche, if you go into a creche, it's normal to see mothers bending over, being, I would say milked, but also vodka'd.
Yeah.
On special milking stalls, and people sit on them and squeeze the ducts into pails to make white Russians for children.
Yeah, with the baby sort of cocktail mixers with the little straw.
And that's happening in Sweden right now. What do you what do you make of that experiment? Is it right for one breast to deliver milk and the other one, don't mime it, to deliver a spirit? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Stop doing that. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you very much. Okay, still to come, Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. You come on the radio, tell us why, and tell us what you're having for lunch. And, of course, there's Headline Hijack. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio. Police are questioning a woman following the death of a 3-year-old boy who was bitten by a dog. She's been arrested on suspicion of allowing the animal to be dangerously out of control. The youngster was mauled yesterday in Essex and flown to hospital where he died. John Redman lives nearby and says the attack is difficult for everyone to take in.
Total shock. Just total shock. And it's just a simple solution. All they got to do is muzzle dangerous dogs, you know. All dangerous dogs should ever muzzle.
It's the second fatal dog attack this week. A man died in hospital on Monday after he was bitten near his home in Huddersfield. It's claimed controversial bulk spying powers used by intelligence agencies play a crucial role in fighting terrorism. That's the finding of a major review of security legislation looking at whether there's a strong enough case for the tactics. US Olympic swimmer Jimmy Fagan will give $11,000 to charity after reportedly lying about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. He was one of 4 athletes accused of making the story up. A former government minister has joined calls for Team GB's homecoming celebrations from Brazil to be held outside of London. The capital has been the choice for parades for the last 3 games. A man who has to alert police 24 hours before he has sex is challenging the ruling in court. 45-year-old John O'Neill from York was cleared of rape last year, but was given an interim sexual risk order. And 100 water voles are being returned to a lake in the Yorkshire Dales for the first time in 50 years. It's part of the largest reintroduction programme for the endangered animal in the UK. The weather, rain across the south and west, spreading to most parts except for northern Scotland. Behind this, it'll turn dry brighter for some, but blustery showers will arrive in the southwest. Highs of 21 degrees.
I missed the end of that.
It's more than half an hour.
The bit end of the news, what was it? About the what?
The little voles.
I thought that's what you said.
Yeah.
You sounded all quite exciting about it. About the little voles.
They're really cute.
Read it again.
So 100 water voles are being returned to a lake in the Yorkshire Dales, and it's the first time this has happened in half a century.
Why were they taken out of the lake?
It's a reintroduction programme because they're endangered.
Right.
So they've been trying to save the species.
Nah, kill them all.
That's not very nice, Cornelius.
Don't care.
You're not a fan of the vole.
Nah, I hate voles.
What have they done to you?
What is it about
just
the
hate them.
What is it about the vole that
don't
you
don't like them?
Why?
Not voles, are they? They're vials.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Hate them. When I play Countdown, I never pick vowels just in case they think I say voles and present me a vole. Hate them.
Maybe you should just work on how you say things.
Said Victoria.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Coming up.
Such a mean little man.
Stop miming the milking thing.
I can't help it.
So offensive. All of you. Stop it!
It's just not nice.
It's the fact that when he did it earlier, his mime included spurting into his own eyes.
I mean that's just normal.
It's a silly one today.
Oh dear. Should we just carry on with Chloe, get us out of this.
George McTavish, Kneephead Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty. fast charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reactions coming in, still coming in over the big story this morning. This afternoon about the survey that's been done that suggests that half of UK adults feed their children alcohol at home. So there's a lot coming in here. This is interesting as well, actually. I didn't realise, well, I'd heard of this story, but it's connected. Creche licences. Now, this happens, you'll have read about this in local press, I'm sure, but when new creches want to open, obviously they have to apply for a licence to do so, don't they, a creche or a nursery. But if local residents now are objecting to creches opening near their houses because of the antisocial behaviour. So that because the toddlers, all mashed up on booze, will fall out of the creches and just, like, fight in the street outside, just push each other over.
That's bad.
And just make a noise, and it's just antisocial behaviour. And answer me this question, right? Have you ever seen a baby?
Yes.
Right. And what did it do?
Vomited everywhere,
exactly.
John.
That's my point, exactly.
It was hammered. Could barely speak.
Yes. If you've ever seen a baby, right, that you're absolutely right. They're emotional. They cry,
yeah.
And they can't speak.
No,
they just slur a sort of noise. So they're like, like that, and then they vomit.
Mm.
And you have to mop it up, you know, don't you? With a muslin. I mean, the cloth. And it's shocking behaviour. No wonder residents don't want it near them. It also, I mean, I actually don't agree with Mrs. Thatcher on much, but I have to say, when she, remember back in the, well, you won't remember, you weren't alive, but back in the 1970s, Mrs. Thatcher, there used to be free gin in the schools, but Mrs. Thatcher took it away.
Yeah, yeah.
Mrs. Thatcher, the gin snatcher, they called after that. That's her nickname. But it is a problem, and I think, you know, as I say, something should be done about it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's time to make up a new story. So, headline hijack then is 20 minutes away, or thereabouts, and you can make up a new story. You've got time. Yes, I've just looked. You have got time. And I'd like it to come this way. On this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And all you have to do is take some words that you know, put them in an order, and get them to us to come out of Victoria's mouth, masquerading as truth at 2 o'clock. The reason we do it is because we know people are out to lunch, not necessarily listening to this bit of the programme. And then they get back to their desk, they switch the radio on. First thing they hear is the news at 2 o'clock. They believe it because it's the news, but there's a news lie in there. And you have the opportunity to make it up. Right, what have we got here that's already come in? What have you got there, Connie? Listen to anything
this is,
there?
Yeah, Sarah's got in early today. She says that after Amber Heard has decided to donate her $7 million divorce settlement to two charities that she is a patron of, the charities have asked Heard to sign a charitable equivalent of a prenup, which will mean that if she decides to no longer be a patron of the charity, she won't be entitled to any of the money back.
This is, of course, after the stories of her split with Johnny Depp. Amber Heard there. Did you see that? Remember that dog video they did?
Yes.
Do you think that was the beginning of the end? Because that was a shocking thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Because didn't she get illegally take dogs into Australia or something? That was what Amber Heard did.
Yeah.
And then after that, it all seemed to go horribly wrong for them. So I don't know whether that's connected, but What charities is she? It's not a dog charity.
Like, no.
Not veterinary service. Right, fine. What's this? The plans for how Jeremy Corbyn is going to win over Tory votes for the Labour Party have been revealed. This has come in from Dan. He's reported to be planning to join the Conservative Party and eventually become the leader, driving voters back to the Labour Party. It's actually a good plan.
Yeah. They should do that.
Made up news stories and lonely lunch on the way. If you're a lonely what lunch, then get in touch with us on this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll call you back, and all you have to be is on your own for whatever reason, and we will help you through lunchtime by making your lunchtime fewer lonely. All that, plus an end-of-the-week quiz later on as we test your brand loyalty, the news in haikus, of course, and we'll be out on the streets finding out what the people think. It's Talk Radio on a Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in-store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card. Free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Kent, on the M2 coastbound, there's one lane closed due to an accident between Junction 2 for Stroud and Junction 3 for Chatham. Traffic is coping well currently, though. In South Yorkshire, the M1 southbound, we've got one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between Junction 31 for Sheffield and 30 for Worksop. And in Cumbria, on the M6 southbound, we're hearing reports of queuing traffic and the road being blocked due to an accident and an overturned vehicle between Southwaite Services and Junction 41 for Catalent. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this week, one of the most iconic figures of the 20th century, Marilyn Monroe.
You must think I was born yesterday.
Her amazing life and bizarre death have prompted questions for decades.
I want to marry him for your money.
On Sunday night, we talk to two men who say that finally they have the answers.
You lived your life like a candle in the wind.
You can't miss The Unexplained.
It's true.
With Howard Hughes, Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And I don't know whether or not... I've been looking through some newspapers today. And what sort of unites them all is that they're full of news. And I don't know whether... I don't know whether you've seen any news, Cornelius. Have you seen any news?
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Well, no one can. It's very complicated. We get a lot of letters into this this radio station saying much the same as Cornelius. Then, the post bag every morning here is bulging with letters of people from who can't get their head around the news. I mean, let me give you an example, dear John. This came in this morning from Sue. Read the news. I find it very complicated. I just can't get my head around it. That's love, Sue. That's from Sue. Another one here, dear John and team. Read the news. I just can't get my head around it. That's from Helen. Thank you, Helen. And this one from Graham. Dear John, I've been listening to your show. And I know what you mean about the news. It's very complicated. And I just can't get my head around. And so it goes on. I mean, we've got hundreds of these. Do write to us, by the way. If you think the news is complicated and you can't get your head around it, then do, by all means, drop us a line. You can email our postbag at Talk Radio, the radio, London. We can help you. And do you know how? Well, by breaking the news down into its component parts, of course, making it simple to understand. And when you do that with the news, what you end up with is, of course, Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump calls himself Mr. Brexit, hopefully, 'cause if he wins, he'll quit.
The news in haiku.
Stop it.
Okay. It's time for Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Are you lonely? Are you lunching alone? If so, this is the low-quality radio feature for you. It's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio on a weekday afternoon. It's for a lonely what lunch, if that is you. Maybe you're alone because your friends have shunned you. Your colleagues have shunned you and gone to the pub, leaving you in the office alone. Maybe you're at home alone. Maybe you're been locked in a basement by a serial killer. Whatever the reason you're alone at this lunchtime, or any lunchtime, do please get in touch. There's a special email address, everything, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is it. And we will call you back and induct another inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's one on the telephone now. Let me check what line it's on. Yes, it's the telephone line we've got related to Pythagoras' theorem. It's line 3.142. Hello, who's that on the telephone?
Hello, it's me. I rang in for the Lonely Lunch.
Yes, hello. Do you have a name?
Yes, yeah, Merton.
Merton. It's good to talk.
Well, I get called lots of other things, but Merton.
Merton is fine.
Yeah.
How are you, Merton?
I'm not very good, to be honest.
No.
I've had to step out. I was having lunch with people, but I had to come out because I thought I'm better off in the car on my own. I couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear being with them. I thought, I'll ring you and I'll be with you and not as lonely, you know.
Yes. Well, I think that's the right call. I mean, before we find out why you hate the people you're with, where are you, Merton?
I'm in a car park.
Yes.
It's a bit precarious because I'm on a double yellow, but that's okay. I think I'll be safe enough.
Where's the car park?
It's actually near Ramsden, which isn't that far from Romsey. But I'll tell you what happened.
Yes.
They were all having salads and healthy food and taking photographs, and I couldn't bear it. I thought, I want something greasy. And so I thought, stuff this, I'll go get something greasy, sit in the car, and I won't be on my own, I'll ring you. Well, here I am.
Well, yeah, here you are. Okay, so are these sort of these salad enthusiasts? Are they taking pictures of their food? Are they the sort of people that put those pictures then on a modern social media site?
They're everywhere. Photographs, and then they video. Sometimes they video their food. They video each other.
Snapchat.
And it's all healthy. It's mad, isn't it? And yeah. I don't agree with it.
Yeah. Well. So, did you say anything, or did you just get up and walk out?
I just walked out. I've had enough. I don't want people taking. I mean, they got me a salad, a Caesar salad. That's not a proper lunch, anyway.
No, it's not.
I want something greasy, and there was nothing. There was no section on the menu that said greasy food, and that's what I was looking for.
What did you? What greasy food have you? Are you stuffing into your maw?
I you know what I did? I bought 6-pack of snack biscuits as well. So I've got.
That's not greasy, is it?
No, but I got the burger to start. That's my dessert.
Oh, right.
Like starters and finishers. Yeah, my main and my dessert.
Have you eaten it already? Or
No, I'm halfway through. Yeah. It's okay. It's on the dashboard. It's quite warm. Be fine.
Yeah. So
what are you having? Are you having anything? I don't want to be eating on my own. That would be rude, wouldn't it?
Actually, you're absolutely right. But I don't really have anything in here apart from Cornelius's lunch, which
hands off,
which I am happy to eat.
No,
actually, I'm not. I just looked at it. What is that, Cornelius?
It's a southern fried chicken bat, a sort of sub with spicy pepper mayo, red peppers, iceberg lettuce on a white sub roll.
Right, it's exactly this kind of attention to detail that means listeners come over here from Radio 2 in their droves.
that is detail, isn't it, really?
It is. Why did you agree to go out with these hateful people if you knew they were salad people?
I used to work with them, and you know where they do that? You've got to get together and all chat about how successful you are.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I've not been as successful as any of them would say. I think I'm doing pretty well.
What do you do, Merton?
I'm a psychic, but I'm not exactly very good. So lately I've started making stuff up between you and me. And I'm getting better since I've made up rubbish when I'm talking, doing psychic readings.
Yeah, could you do me now?
Oh, yeah, I could, absolutely now. I certainly could do you now, yes, without a doubt.
Go on, then.
No problem. Oh, you want me to give a reading?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, you put me on the spot now, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I can tell you what you're wearing.
Yes.
Okay, you're wearing clothes.
Good, good. Very... How does she do that?
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. And you're looking a bit relaxed. Are you feeling relaxed?
By relaxed, do you mean slightly drunk?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't actually be as relaxed as you're looking, to be honest with you. You need to perhaps sit up a bit straight. Have you got a back problem?
This is amazing. I actually have got a back problem. Ask me if I've got a sore knee.
How's your knee at the moment?
Oh, good. Well, do you know, I fell over the other day, genuinely. I fell out of a tube train.
Onto
platform, and it really hurt my knee. And it smarts, I'll be honest with you, Merton. It is quite sore, so...
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to be honest, I could have told you that had you not already told me. I was just about to say all of that.
Uncanny, isn't it?
It is uncanny.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. So I am a psychic, but I was a small medium, but now I'm like a medium because I've been eating quite a lot of comfort food.
Well, greasy food, isn't it? It's greasy.
But sometimes you just need grease, don't you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do. That's
do you, are you one of these grease apologists? Do you lather yourself in it?
No, I don't lather. No, I think that would be excessive. But I do believe in eating what you fancy, and I'm not having any more on salads. The other thing is, I think people should stop taking photos of food. I think that should be something we should work towards. And I'm all for snack chatting. I think you should have a snack and a chat, like you have a biscuit, which is like a snack.
Yeah.
Could be a club.
Snack chat.
I prefer snack. Snack chat. You're with me on this.
Snack chat. Yes.
You chat, you snack, but you don't take any bloody blooming photos. You take no blooming photos whatsoever.
Would you, I mean, the way around this, of course, is for people, the next step, what's going to happen, and as a psychic, you'll know this is going to happen in the future, is that the technology will be invented. We've already got driverless cars. We've been hearing about that in the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what there'll be is a way of not just taking a photograph of food, but a way of actually just uploading your food onto the internet. So you'll order, let's stick with your example of a salad, and rather than eat it, you just put that salad on the internet for people to look at.
Yeah.
And then you just go, look at the salad I've got, and it's just a physical salad online.
Don't you just wish people would just snack and chat and not put pictures up? Why do we have to do that? Like, I know what a sub looks like without seeing a photo of it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Cornelius just described it to you.
Mm.
Well, with detail.
I mean, to be honest, I'm calling you out as a fraud because you just said that you know what a sub is without looking at it, but we all know Cornelius told you what it was. So we've sort of
a southern fried chicken sub with spicy pepper mayo, red peppers, and iceberg lettuce on a white sub roll.
So we've seen through your psychic charade.
Mm. But I did own up. I did say that, but that's just between you and I because nobody's actually listening to Lone Chief. We're all right, you know. Nobody else is going to know that. But when I do my readings, I do tell people things like they give me a lip salve, for example. This was very successful last night, and then I feel the energy off it. There's no energy, but I just hold the lips up, and then I say, oh yes, this person's got dry lips, and then I give it back, and then I get a round of applause. It's very easy, you know, and then people pay for that. Fabulous.
Well, as you say, people are idiots. Listen, Merton, it's been a pleasure, nearly a pleasure, talking to you this afternoon. Thank you so much.
I very much enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. I really have. Do you enjoy your burger? And you take care.
And snack chatting.
Snack chat.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Merton, who is in a car because she hates the people taking pictures of salad. If that's you,
God.
Then get in touch. You could be inducted. Weird people listen to this show. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. And you can enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Right. Okay. So today is Friday. We know that. And that means it's Some Request Friday. And Some Request Friday works a little bit like this. You get to request a request or a dedication. And you get to do it by requesting a speech or a talk. It's a talk radio station, that kind of makes sense. Over on Radio 2, they do All Request Friday. It's music. Simon Mayo will play a song for you or your family. Just a dedication, a loved one. And Simon Mayo will play a song. We can't do that because of licence reasons with Ofcom. So instead, you can suggest a talk or a speech that you want to hear for Some Request Friday. Maybe it's your anniversary and it means a lot to you. Or maybe you just want to shout out with an anthem. As I said, maybe Elizabeth I rousing speech to the troops at Tilbury in 1588. Perhaps you'd like to hear that for a birthday or something. Whatever it is, get in touch using this number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hi, John and team. This is from Jerry. Hi, John and team. Olympics. I'm just reading it out. Olympics. Anyway, me and my family are all squashed into the family car and we're driving to Cornwall for a staycation. Now, I'm not sure if you have it, but if you do, we'd all love to hear Joan Jett's speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. It's our favourite speech. It would really kickstart our staycation as we drive to Cornwall for it. That's from Jerry, and just for you, Jerry, as it's Some Request Friday, here it is.
I come from a place where rock and roll means something. It means more than music, more than fashion, more than a good pose. It's the language of a subculture that has been made eternal teenagers of all who follow it. It's a subculture of integrity, rebellion, frustration, alienation, and the glue that sets several generations free of unnatural societal and self-suppression. Yeah. Rock and roll is political. It is a meaningful way to express dissent, upset the status quo, stir up revolution, and fight for human rights.
There's Joan Jett there, upsetting status quo at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. Playing that especially for Jerry, who requested it. Him and his family are all squashed into the car, travelling to Cornwall for a staycation, listening to the show this afternoon. So that's especially for them. If you've got a request or dedication for a speech or talk, do get in touch. 8722, you know?
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The same number, of course, applies to you if you are entering today's headline hijack, the small matter of which rears its head now in 4 minutes' time. Hell no. We're all friends. 3 minutes' time, there will be a made-up news story in the news. And the reason is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, who may well be out of the office, and they get back and they hear the news at 2 o'clock, switch the radio on, and there's Victoria speaking the news like she does, except at 2 o'clock, one of the stories is a lie. We'd like you to make it up, please, Cornelius. Yeah. Who's won?
Who's won?
Who's won?
Sally's won.
Where does Sally live?
She lives in Beckersfield.
Great.
Becklesfield, sorry.
Becklesfield?
Yeah, is that a place?
Where's that?
I don't know. Should I look it up?
Yes. Any joy?
No.
Okay, that's because it doesn't exist. And you read it wrong.
Yeah, I think it's Ecclesfield.
Anyway, well done, Sally, wherever the hell you are. You've got your made-up news story into the news.
A village in Sheffield.
Which is next. A village in Sheffield?
Yes.
So in the centre of Sheffield, there's like a little village?
Yeah, it's Ecclesfield is a village settlement and a civil parish in the city of Sheffield.
Well done, Sally. Rue will be here next with Work Experience Punditry, where he looks through a new range of geeky, gadgety crap. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only 168 a month and 504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. You know I said it's true. for Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just 168 a month over 47 months with 504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office, apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, three-year-old killed in dog attack. Man challenges sex ban and calls for Olympics homecoming parade outside of London.
Talk Radio.
A dog that mauled a three-year-old boy to death is in police kennels. The child was attacked yesterday in Essex and died later in hospital. A 29-year-old woman has been questioned on suspicion of letting an animal be dangerously out of control. Craig Bacon lives next door.
We were in here the other Sunday because it was nice weather playing with Millie, and I possibly think the dog was either in the front or the back garden while we were playing, and we weren't bothered at all. We weren't fazed. The dog seemed fine. Yeah, just complete shock.
A major review has found controversial bulk spying powers used by intelligence agencies are important in fighting terrorism. A report was asked to review the tactics which are used in the Investigatory Powers Bill, nicknamed the Snoopers Charter. A man is challenging a ruling, which means he has to tell police 24 hours before he has sex. North Yorkshire Police wants to make the sexual risk order permanent, even though John O'Neill was acquitted of rape last year. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg says there are reasons why police try to obtain these type of orders.
To protect the public or any particular member of the public from harm, or in the case of paedophiles who might go abroad, to protect children abroad from people like that. Harm can be physical or psychological harm.
There's anger about four American Olympic swimmers, including Ryan Lochte, who police in Rio say faked a robbery. Jimmy Fagan says he'll pay $11,000 to charity, which, under Brazilian law, a donation can be made to avoid criminal prosecution for minor offences. There are calls for any victory parade to honour GB's Olympians and Paralympians to be held outside of London. Sheffield and Leeds are being suggested as possible locations. It's understood the Mayor of London is already in talks to hold one in the capital. But former Olympic Minister Tessa Jowell has told Talk Radio the capital shouldn't be the default choice.
These have been Olympic Games where our athletes have achieved firsts. And so that's why I do think it's important, and this has to be in discussion with the British Olympic Association and the British Paralympic Association, about which city should host the parade.
Half of parents with children under the age of 14 say they allow them to drink alcohol at home. One in four told a survey they don't think there's anything wrong with it, despite medical advice showing it can leave young kids with a higher risk of health problems. And more than 250 staff at Govia Thameslink are voting on whether to strike over plans to shut more than 80 ticket offices and cut jobs. The result of the TSSA union ballot will be announced in a fortnight.
Talk Radio national weather.
She's got the weather.
Rain.
She's called Victoria.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Rain across the south and west, spreading to most areas except northern Scotland. Behind this, it will turn drier and brighter for some, but blustery showers will arrive in the southwest. Highs of 21 degrees.
Oh, such a naysayer.
I'm not the one who chooses what the weather does.
No. Right, Ben's sport. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start in Rio. Team GB's women attempt to win the Olympic hockey title for the first time tonight. They face the Netherlands, who are the defending champions. Britain claimed a bronze at London 2012, but are guaranteed at least a silver, whatever happens this evening. The Premier League gets back underway tonight, with Southampton aiming for their opening win of the new campaign. They're away to Manchester United, who themselves are looking for back-to-back wins. After qualifying for Europe in sixth place last season, St. Tissier told TalkSport it'll be a big ask this time round.
It's going to be difficult to improve on sixth place, that's for sure. But I think also with the going straight to the Europa League group stages, where at least half a dozen more games in the season, it's going to make it a bit trickier. And I think anything in the top half of the table would be a fantastic finish this year.
Finally, Andy Murray will play Bernard Tomic in the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Open tennis in the early hours of tomorrow morning. It's after he beat Kevin Anderson in straight sets, the 600th victory of his career. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And an update on one of the stories that we've just been hearing about. Theresa May has announced that there will not be a bus parade in the capital for the Team GB athletes, as it would be too London-centric. Instead, the Prime Minister's chartered an open-top train that will cross the country in just under an hour. Revellers will have the chance to cheer on the Olympic heroes as they speed past 120 miles an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much. Victoria with the news there. Ben with the sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Comedian Alan Carr is one of the nation's favourite gays. To celebrate his life, BBC Records and Tapes has teamed up to release an exclusive collection of the most distinctively grating noises he makes.
Oh no!
Alan Carr's Worst Laughs. A timeless collection of forced campery to enjoy time and time again in the discomfort of your ears. Alan Carr's Worst Laughs contains all your favourites, including high-pitched, protracted, and the just plain awful. For the most part unlistenable, Alan Carr's Worst Laughs is perfect for blocking out the sound of nearby drilling, trying to drive bees from your garden, or damaging burglars. And if you order today, you'll also get, doesn't Graham Norton's laugh sound like a choking baby? Absolutely free.
It's hilarious. Story. Anyway, this is going on and on.
Oh, dear.
Talk Radio, Friday afternoon, it's just coming up to a time, and it's Work Experience Punditry. If you're a regular listener, you will know we reach out a helping hand across the great employment divide that divides those of us who get paid and those of us who absolutely don't, due to Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. Yes, it's Work Experience Punditry, where a work experience review's a thing. Today we welcome back Roo.
Hello.
Part man, part radio voice.
Oh, thank you very much. You can pay me in snacks, I don't mind.
Snacks?
Yeah.
Do we
minstrels or something?
I've just eaten my lunch.
Minstrels, as in the sort of medieval musician. We could probably do that. We've got a busker coming in later. Will that do?
I meant the chocolate confectionery
no,
item.
We don't have that. Roo has got geeky, gadgety crap.
Well, yes.
To review.
I do.
As he does on a weekly basis. And do we all look forward to it?
Yeah.
So what have you brought in, Roo?
Enthusiasm here in the room.
Yes.
Well, you might have noticed I haven't shaved since before Bob Mills.
That's BM, as we call it. I was going to say, you are slightly more beardy than last time I saw you.
Just a touch. Well, I've got to make up for what's lacking on top.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Fine.
So, I was having a look online for gadgetry grooming items, if you will.
Don't search grooming online.
No.
Because you're going to get some very awkward results.
Well, it turns out you might very soon be able to groom with a razor. I mean, a laser. On your razor, instead of a razor.
A razor laser.
Yes. It's Scarp. the new laser razor on Kickstarter, which is apparently going to address environmental pollution and wasted water, because razor blades can't be recycled, whereas obviously a laser just goes on and on, apparently for 50,000 hours. That's 50,000 hours worth of shaving.
How does it work?
Well, with a laser.
Yes!
Similarly to the kind that's used in laser hair removal treatments. It's called intense pulsed light that'll melt your hair rather than cut it.
So does it take as... I mean, is it quick? Do you... Can you just do it in the morning? When, you know, as you would shave? You just...
Yeah, the online video implies that. There's no lube strip or anything attached. I won't touch
anything without a lube strip.
I think you just whack it on your face and give it a go.
Again, don't type that into a search engine.
No.
I mean, it's got the way forward, because if you think about razor blade technology, right?
Yes.
Because...
Technology, razor blade?
Well, this is the thing. This is my point. I'm constantly amazed, right, with just how far a simple razor... can supposedly go. It's like they up the ante. They go, right, first it's a razor.
Yes.
And you go, yeah, fine. And then it's two blades for maximum closeness. Right? And then
no, we're long past that.
Three now. Blades for more closeness. 20 blades in a razor for more. And then they've got the lube strip. And then they've got a rotating ball to make it go around the contours of your face. Or what? Right, so it just... They just try to outdo themselves in each one. And if you're a man in charge of... Or a woman in charge of designing razors, right... You are running out. I mean, you've not got much to play with. So I admire how they've done it already by adding blades and blades and blades and strips of this and balls of that and twisty bits of that. I admire that. But it's now like they've given up that ghost and gone, no, forget it. We can't. We've reached the pinnacle of blades. Lasers.
Yeah, they've gotten away with that for a bit too long and we're all starting to notice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, what next? Maybe we'll sort of dip our face in a big laser bucket.
Well, acid.
And and our beard will just disappear.
Yeah, along with our face. But
you still have to do the shaving motion, obviously, with this. That's the struggle.
That is the everyday struggle for the man.
But yeah. It is...
And woman. Some women are hairy in the face.
In the face.
My grandma, for instance.
Ah.
Well, she would be, but she's dead. But if she was alive, she would be.
Would she be comfortable using a laser razor?
I think she'd embrace it. Yeah. But sadly, I can't ask her. But
you don't have to worry about it, because apparently it's fine to use in water, and apparently it's fine to look at with your bare eyes, because that's a concern for many.
What about your human eyes?
Oh, very good. Yeah. It's not a shaved bear now. I've got in my mind.
Again, don't type that into the internet. Just one of the other things you shouldn't type with safe search off.
Yes.
I think it can only be forward. And as we said, if it's the next one is a bucket of acid, but you think about that, because that's going to save you. If you put your face in a bucket of acid,
yeah,
it will take off your beard and your face. And therefore...
You never have to shave again.
There you go. So
two birds, one stone.
That technology is better. Two birds.
I was just trying to figure out what exactly I mean by that.
Two birds, one stone.
It's just one bird.
Don't type that into the internet. Oh, no, that's two girls, one cup. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake. How much is this?
$139, but it's not available yet. So you can back the project for that amount of money.
Okay. What does it look like?
It's quite funky, actually. It looks like something Spock would shave with on Star Trek.
He's got very...
He's got to keep them in check.
Attended to eyebrows, hasn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. So, it's, I mean, is it big? Can you keep it in your bathroom cabinet, or is it...
It literally looks like one of those nice little cheap orange Bic razors with one razor on it.
Yes.
It sort of looks like that, but in sleeky black kind of gloss.
Okay.
It's quite smart.
I think I'd give it a try. I think I would.
You wouldn't want to drop it in the bog, though, at that price, would you?
No. What else have we got?
Don't Google that. On my gadgety travels across the web, I saw an interesting article by Kerry Davis on Engadget, and she was asking, is AI sexist? Now, when you think about it, Apple's Siri, Amazon's Alexa, Microsoft's Cortana, they're all women, aren't they? And even your sat-nav, a lot of the time.
Siri used to be a man.
Well, actually, for us, he still is. He's the man who voiced the Weakest Link. But in the US, it's a lady. I don't know if a lady voiced the Weakest Link in the US.
Isn't that equal, then?
No, but the rest are... I mean, the vast majority are ladies. And the argument is that there's a subconscious link being made here between women and servitude. because you can switch on your Siri, say, do this for me, do that. You can flirt with your Siri, and it's going to give you back quirky comments. It's not going to... Siri can't say, no, please stop.
Well, even for Siri, no means no, Roo, come on. I've never really used Siri. Does it actually...
No. Siri, will you go out with me?
I'm not sure I understand.
Right.
That's a bloke.
Yeah, but when they changed it to a man, he's got a lot less fun as well. He just does what it says. But yeah, like, he comes from a very computer perspective as opposed to pretending to be a person, a human, on the other end.
Okay, let's try this out.
It's always quicker to type it in.
Yeah. Siri. Hello, Siri.
You'll need to unlock your iPhone first.
Oh.
You need to unlock your iPhone
so,
first,
so
John.
So bossy.
Flirting with you there.
Yeah. Well, it won't let me. It's not on the lock screen.
Press the middle button.
This is all. You can't get into your own phone.
Yeah, well, all right. I realise this is a bit odd, but... okay.
John's a techno idiot.
Here we go. Hello, Siri.
Good afternoon, John.
Wow, that's clever.
Ask him if he wants to marry you. That's the that's the trick.
Will you marry me?
I think the silence is
thinking about it.
It's hard to get, isn't it?
Thinking about it.
Will you marry me, Siri?
My end-user licensing agreement does not cover marriage.
No, oh, very nice. See, I like it. Yes, the spinning it more towards the tech rather than the flirty responses of times gone by.
What's wrong with Cornelius exactly?
I don't have an opinion on that.
Hmm.
Good.
I do, Siri. Everyone else does.
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay. Yeah, see?
This is...
Siri's got me backed up here.
Fascinating.
Like all my data.
They just don't understand.
Is it sexist, though?
No. Well, that one isn't. But apparently people prefer a lady's voice because it just sounds friendlier.
Are you sexist, Siri?
Who, me?
Oh. Yes, are you sexist?
Touched a nerve.
Yes, are you sexist?
I thought so.
Oh, there you go.
From the horse's mouth.
Rubbish, isn't it? Maybe they should get a horse to voice it.
Do you know what that is? That's just the modern equivalent of a magic eight ball.
They should get a series of animals to do this. Not men and women. It's transgenderish, isn't it, as well? Because if it's women or men, are there any transgenders voicing these things? So that's an issue.
What would that sound like?
Just like a transgender person.
Well, it could be a different voice every time you ask it a question. That would be nice and inclusive.
Yeah, or... Anyway,
huge database. We could all record our own answers to things, and it would be stored in the.
Well,
Siri
you've got a nice voice.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
So we could talk. You could talk. You know, you could do them. So people might be listening to this driving now.
Yes.
Right. Let's as an experiment.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right.
You do a in 300 yards turn left kind of thing.
In 300 yards. Turn left.
See?
Oh, that
isn't
is creepy.
Have you been injured at work or on the roads?
If they're following your sat-nav directions, probably, yes. Roo, stay with us, because I know you have more gadgety stuff.
I do.
That's a fortunate coincidence. Right, we'll talk to Roo. It's Work Experience Punditry. It's Talk Radio. It's about 20 past two. Here's Chloe with some button pressing.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall Vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products.
In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go. MyCarMeter.com.
A new clutch? That's really gonna cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cumbria on the M6 southbound, all lanes are now reopened after that earlier accident between Southwaite Services and Junction 41 for Catalan, but traffic does remain slow. In Bristol on the M4 westbound, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle between Junction 19 and Junction 20 for the Almondsbury interchange. In Staffordshire, the M6 northbound, you'll find the exit slip road closed at Junction 12 for the A5 at Gailey. That's due to traffic heading towards the V Festival. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The Audi A4 has many winning features, like the Audi smartphone interface that seamlessly integrates your phone with your car, and that it's What Car Car of the Year 2016. The Audi A4 Saloon Sport Ultra is now available from £319 per month with an initial customer rental of £3,729. Search Audi A4 or test drive in an Audi centre. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik. Price inclusive of VAT for private customers only on personal contract hire until September 30th, 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services. For award details, visit audi.co.uk/whatcar.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are talking, and we're talking to Roo.
Hello.
There he is. Give us another quick sat-nav burst, if you'd be so kind.
I'm not a driver, so I... Watch out for that cyclist.
No, they don't do that.
Okay, well, they should do.
Left in 100 yards. Yeah.
There's a bear on your left in 500 yards.
He's one of our work experience pundits. He is reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. That is his area. We've already talked about a laser shaver razor. And
the scarp.
Yeah. Why is it called a scarp?
No idea.
Okay. What was the other thing we talked about?
Oh, is your sexist AI... No, is your AI sexist?
Yeah, didn't really come to a conclusion on that, did we?
So no.
Let's just say yes, for the sake of argument. What else are we talking about?
Well, cast your mind back, if you will, to when KFC released a chicken box that could charge your phone.
I do recall us talking about this.
Yeah, it's called Waterbox.
Yeah, so I hated it at the time.
Yeah, well, it didn't even charge your phone very well. Pizza Hut have taken a leaf out of KFC's book.
Yes.
Book.
A wing out of their chicken?
Something like that.
Okay.
And they're delivering the world's first playable DJ pizza box. As demonstrated in an online video by Rinse FM's DJ Vectra.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. It's basically a standard cardboard container rigged with touch-sensitive decks, a mixer, and other controllable buttons.
In a pizza box?
On a pizza box. Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I suppose they need some viral content. Everybody knows they sell pizza. What else have they got going for them?
Salad cart.
Yes. Do you remember when they were going to rebrand to Pasta Hut?
No.
There were big signs put up.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then they backed out of it.
No, it was just a PR stunt to make radio stations talk about
really?
It. Yeah,
and we're still talking about it now.
Yeah, so it worked in many ways. You've fallen for their trick. Yeah, that would... I mean, I don't understand why you need. I don't get this. Why?
Well, it's not just a novelty. Apparently, it connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth, and it's compatible with DJ software.
But why is it in a pizza box? On a pizza box.
Well, this is obviously the result of hours spent in a meeting room trying to come up with ways to make a pizza box vaguely more interesting.
Just, I hate the world sometimes. I really do.
But would you, with one of these pizza boxes in your possession, you can scratch, rewind, control pitch, and crossfade. It'll be like you were in talk radio, but at Pizza Hut.
No, because you'll find that the equipment there probably works. Can you use this in Pizza Hut? Otherwise, what you've got there is a lot of people going to pizza, sitting, eating in Pizza Hut, just mixing music. It's going to be really annoying.
Like a really naff club.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're only going to be dishing them out from five.
Deep dishing them out.
Of their 350 UK restaurants. Right. So you'll have to pay attention to their Twitter feed, apparently, to find out which ones those will
I'll
be.
I'll be avoiding them. Yes. All right.
It looks just like... It's just pictured. Nothing moves on the box. It's just touch sensitive. The tech people at Novalia, they specialise in printed electronics. It looks like they've just got...
See if they'll send us one, Ru.
Yes.
That's how the radio works. We've talked about their thing. Get in touch with them and say, can we try it out?
Well,
And then next week you can bring it in.
I'll stop speaking because I was going to spend the next 30 seconds slagging it off.
Okay.
No. Well, obviously I haven't gotten to grips with it yet. So.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clearly.
So we'll get one of those.
Yeah, I think so. Right. Good idea.
By the way, are you familiar with James Max?
No.
Okay. He's been sitting in for Sam Delaney on Drive here on Talk Radio all week.
Oh, yeah.
He won The Apprentice some years ago.
He won the first one. No, he didn't win. He was in the first one.
Of the first series.
The one that no one watched.
Yeah. So
was that the one with Katie?
No.
Hopkins? Mm. No. It was a different one. But he's been doing Drive Time all week. And in the office, right, it was perceived that he has the same voice as you.
Ah. The same?
Well...
Surely not.
Similar, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a thing.
So we thought we'd just... Because we got a clip of him.
Oh, okay.
And as everyone was talking about it all week, I just thought, as you were here, we'll just sort of compare and contrast.
So if you can repeat what he says.
Oh, good plan. Okay.
So... This is James Max.
So, inflation rose to the highest level in 20 months in July, with the Consumer Prices Index, the CPI, ticking up to 0.6% last month. It's only up 0.1%.
So, repeat that.
Oh, the CPI has been ticking over by 0.1%. It's only up... I don't know. That was a long clip.
I think there's something there.
There's definitely something
I poo-pooed it in the office, I'll be honest with you. And now I've heard it together. There's something.
We should be on air at once. It'd be a confusing exchange, maybe.
Yeah. There's something in that. Let's hit James Max again.
He's got a little bit more. So, inflation rose to the highest level in 20 months in July, with the Consumer Prices Index, the CPI, ticking up to 0.6% last month. It's only up 0.1%.
So try it. It's only
up 0.1%.
See, it is the same.
That's me doing an impression.
0.1%. 0.1%.
0.1%.
0.1%.
0.1%.
See, now we can't tell them apart. Here's Roo.
0.1%.
Here's James Max.
0.1%.
See? Have you got any more gadgets?
Little do the listeners know, it's just me saying it over and over.
The word listeners is optimistic, but...
yeah, I do.
Go
just
on,
a
then.
Little bit.
Go on, then.
Gadget-mad children have been warned...
Because I was using Siri, I put my phone on to get the volume.
Who is it?
And it's an 800 number, so that means it's like a PPI or something.
Is it Pizza Hut?
Answer it.
Hang on. Hello? Hello? There's literally no one there. It's just
that's annoying.
Recorded call things.
I thought it was our DJ box.
Hi, John. Pizza Hut. We're listening to the show.
You never know.
Still, though, it's great the station's getting calls.
For once. Sorry, Roo.
Gadget mad children, yes.
Right.
They are being warned by experts that they're at risk of setting their homes on fire. by charging their devices overnight. Apparently this is a big issue because people are kids are using cheap, unofficial chargers and popping their phones under their pillows while they sleep.
Right, okay. I mean, I suppose this story was going to crop up sooner or later, but yes.
I'm sure it's cropped up before. But the Daily Record had a story about a chap who found out his son had left a Bluetooth speaker on his bed and it was smoking, and it set off a bit of a chain reaction, I think, and now everybody's very worried about it.
Yeah, these Bluetooth, they're all smoking, aren't they? Drinking, doing drugs, that kind of thing, aren't they?
Well, electrical...
All the Bluetooth speakers, they're out of control, as far as I'm concerned.
The Bluetooth...
That's binge Bluetooth Britain for you.
In fact, everything is Bluetooth.
In the streets, they're out there, aren't they? The kids and Bluetooth speakers, they're just bingy on them and they're all... You just can't walk down the street now without seeing a load of Bluetooth speakers hanging around the corner being threatening.
But see, these Bluetooth speakers, you can see often they're very poorly made. You know, you drop one and they shatter.
They sound terrible, isn't it?
And everybody's using these portable chargers now as well because of Pokemon Go. So now you're charging your phone and your portable charger,
yeah,
possibly from the same socket. It's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah. Speaking of, by the way...
Overnight, under your pillow.
Don't do it, kids, is the advice of Rue there. I was about to say, by the way, speaking of Pokemon Go, Cass, Aspro Cass, who is through the glass,
yes,
there, is now, let's say, active on Tinder. And I'll be honest with you, she was trying to type in the office earlier, but she's actually got repetitive strain injury from swiping right. She's on the mark.
Stop talking right now.
That's the good
one. You said you were trying to catch them all.
Poker cast go, that's what we call it.
Chloe, turn the mics off.
I find it upsetting.
Okay, I think they learned the lesson.
It's 2:30, and you're listening to Talk Radio. It's I'm John Holmes, with us, Rue.
Lost the flow now.
Cornelius is here.
Hello.
Chloe's on buttons. Poker cast goes in the... And Victoria's got the news. It's 2:30.
Talk Radio.
Police have named a 3-year-old boy who died after being attacked by a dog in Essex. A woman has been questioned on suspicion of allowing a dog to be dangerously out of control after the death of Dexter Neal last night. The animal is now in kennels. The town's mayor, Shelley Diver, says everyone is in shock.
Absolutely devastated, I should think, for the majority of people. Most people have got children or dogs in the area, and you don't expect this to be happening in our town. We just wouldn't have expected it.
A married man who's been described as obsessive and controlling has been jailed for at least 26 years for the murder of his ex-girlfriend. Stuart Thomas stabbed Katrina O'Hara as she finished work at a barber's in Blandford Forum in Dorset in January. The Prime Minister says continuing to collect bulk communications data from texts and emails is the only way to protect the UK. A review of security legislation says there's no credible alternative to the tactics used by the spying agencies. A man is appearing in court to challenge an order which means he must tell police 24 hours before he has sex. 45-year-old John O'Neill from York was acquitted of rape last year but was issued with an interim sexual risk order. They're given out when a court believes they will protect the public from sexual harm. And there are calls for any Olympics victory parade to be held outside London. Britain's Olympians and Paralympians have paraded through the capital after the last 3 games. Leeds, Sheffield and Hull have all been suggested as possible alternatives. The weather, rain across the south and west will spread to most areas except northern Scotland. Behind this, it will turn drier and brighter for some, but blustery showers will stay in the southwest. Highs of 21 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. There'll be more of that in half an hour. Rue, you're still here.
I am.
No real reason.
I'm staying.
Did you just forget to leave?
I'm strapped in.
Thank you for your gadget review, by the way.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Good. Yeah,
always fun.
You can go now.
All right, I will.
Off you trot. Go. Say, point.
The listeners don't know. It's ruining the facade.
Go. Just wait for him to... Thanks, Rue.
See ya. Have a good one.
Yes. That was Rue and his gadget review there. You are listening to Talk Radio. Still to come on today. Well, I'm going to optimistically refer to it as a programme. There will be the end of the week brand loyalty quiz, of course. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. And we have live music from a busker. Not just a busker today, but a whole band we're going to cram in here for live music on a Friday. And it is, of course, also speech request day. Some requests Friday, and request talks and speeches. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. We'll get to that next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
When I saw the list of guests on the next Full Set Breakfast for next week, I knuckled my wrinkly old eyes in disbelief. How does this sound? From the Jersey Boys to Boise, Jane McDonald to a top celebrity guest for the end of Celebrity Big Brother. I cannot wait. Join me, Paul Ross, for an extra round of toast and a fully packed Full Set Breakfast all next week on Talk Radio, you lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Right, I said it was Some Request Friday, and I wasn't lying. That's what we do here on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, just like Simon Mayo over on Radio 2 with All Request Friday, except where all your requests to him are for music. All your requests to us are for speeches and talks you'd like to hear, like a banging Friday anthem if you're on your way, going on holiday, driving, I don't know, down to the West Country or up to the North, whatever you're doing. You want to hear a tune just to set you in that Friday mood. Not a tune, a speech. I'm not Simon Mayo. Then do let us know. We can't call it All Request Friday either because Simon Mayo owns that. So Some Request Friday. Here's one. Look, right here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just come in. Hi, John and Cornelius.
Oh, hi.
And Victoria and Chloe and PokerCast Go and the gang. I was wondering whether you could give a special shout out to my 7-year-old daughter, Jane. I've lost her in this supermarket, but fortunately they're playing talk radio over the Tannoy system. Could you also please play for us both Kate Moss accepting a Brit Award on behalf of David Bowie, as it's a speech that finds the life out of Jane, so hopefully it will petrify her into coming back to me. If you're listening, Jane, this is from Mary. Your mum, Mary, is by the frozen food aisle. By the frozen food aisle. So this is for Jane, who's lost in a supermarket, if you're listening. It's Kate Moss accepting a Brit Award on behalf of David Bowie.
Yeah, there's the mic. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. David has asked me to say this. In Japanese myth, the rabbits on my old costume that Kate's wearing live on the moon. Kate comes from Venus and I from Mars, so that's nice. I'm completely delighted to have a Brit for being the best male, but I am, aren't I, Kate?
Yes.
I think it's a great way to the end of the day. Thank you very, very much. And Scotland, stay with us.
So that's especially for Jane. Well, actually for Mary, who's looking for Jane, who's lost in a supermarket. They're playing talk radio over the Tannoy system, so hopefully that Kate Moss accepting a Brit Award on behalf of David Bowie petrified little Jane into finding her mum, who's near the frozen food aisle. So that's Some Request Friday. Whatever the reason for your request or dedication, do please get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a request.
And Ask Podcast has now come in the studio from through the glass, bringing her cheery demeanour.
Yep.
There it is. Because Cornelius, of course, has gone to the lifts, clutching texts and tweets from the haters.
My haters gonna hate.
That's right, it's our feature where Cornelius Con, for short, he says, goes to the lift here in the Talk Radio building, clutching the texts and tweets that we get from the haters on Twitter, of course, and on text. They either hate the show or me personally. That's the gist of it. We, rather than ignore them, we celebrate their trollery by giving them all to Cornelius, who reads them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. And he should be live in the lift now. Cornelius, are you live in the lift now? Can you hear me?
Hi, John. Hi. Right, I'm here in the lift. Yeah. There's some people with me. Say hello.
Hello.
Right, this is what's on the radio. I've changed it to this.
Activists, learn what really makes the decision makers take from the board.
It's Radio Sputnik, the Russian government-controlled news agency radio station.
Great.
Let's begin. Talk radio might be the 34th most listened to DAB station, but John Holmes' show is number one for being the most puerile, self-loathing gutter trash I've ever heard. That's coming from Simon on Twitter. Hello. Would you like to read this one?
John Holmes has one of the most annoying, smug, childish voices on radio. It's a shame he made it back from his holiday.
Okay,
anonymous.
Who are you?
Josh. I work in the sales team, and you are a tough sell, John, I'll be honest.
Afternoons on Talk Radio are the audio equivalent to an out-of-control crash full of children high on sugar. See you later, guys. Still going down. Talk Radio obviously doesn't want to succeed. Otherwise, why would they let that little twerp John Holmes on the station? And I have had to change one word from that. Yes. Just turned into John Holmes. Almost smashed my radio, turning it off again. What is this bunch of idiots doing on air? That's what are your bunch of idiots, you mean there, Sally? An egomaniac, an idiot, and a token goth northerner. Worst lineup for a show ever. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks.
And finally, this is from Jason, who says, is there anyone on earth this show doesn't offend? I bet even the deaf hate it. Right, let's go back to you, John.
Thanks, Cornelius. There, live from the lift, of course, where the haters gonna hate. So, if you hate me or the programme, or Cornelius, or PokerCast Go, then
shut up.
Or Victoria,
stop saying that.
Or Chloe, whoever you hate to do with this show, then you can let us know. You can send it via Twitter at Talk Radio if you want to at us in. I'm at John Holmes 1 if you want to, you know, have a go at me personally. That's fine too. What?
You didn't give me time to start your message with some hurt.
I haven't got there yet. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hurt.
Hit. I'm surprised you can throw me. With that hand, given that you've been swiping on Tinder. No, don't! Chloe, get me out of this!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're fast, kid.
Direct Line landlord insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years, with a fixed-rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone, and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages. Sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and accas only. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cumbria on the M6 southbound, all lanes are now reopened after that earlier accident between Southwaite Services and Junction 41 for Catalan, but traffic does remain slow. In Bristol on the M4 westbound, very slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle between Junction 19 and Junction 20 for the Old Munsbury interchange. In Staffordshire, the M6 northbound, you'll find the exit slip road closed at Junction 12 for the A5 at Gailey. That's due to traffic heading towards the V Festival. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan, this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Very shortly indeed, we will be testing the brand loyalty of you. Well, a listener, of which you are one. But you're not the one who's got in touch saying, I'd like to play the end of the week quiz, please, John, are you? No. But the one that has will be on the telephone momentarily, having the brand loyalty tested. Have they been listening to the show all week? Can they answer some simple questions about what we've been doing? We'll find out. But before that, I've been looking through the news, and what I've noticed is that it's all quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it, John.
You're not the only one, Cornelius, because of our post bag that we have here at Talk Radio. Every morning, it's full of letters from listeners who also can't get their head around the news. Let me give you an example. This has come in from Dean. Dear John, I have seen the news, but I just can't get my head around it. Do you have any way of helping us with that? Love, Dean. That's one that's coming there. I can see you're reading.
Yes. Hi, dear John, I can't get my head around the news. That's coming from a Channel 5 news reporter.
Dear John, I simply do not understand anything to do with the news. And that's coming from Victoria from the news here as well. Right, that's interesting. Yeah. So anyway, whoever you are, whatever walk of life, if you don't understand the news, remember that we are here to help, because what we do on a daily basis is strip the news back down to its purest form, its basic element. When you do that with news, as everyone knows, you end up with Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haiku.
Record number of students going to uni. What a bunch of nerds.
News in haiku.
You shouldn't do that. No. Don't do that.
End of the week quiz. Looking back over my shoulder. The week that's just gone. That's right, it's time for the brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz here on Talk Radio. Things that have happened during this show betwixt Monday and Thursday, but have you been listening? Can you tell us what happened next? Somebody who thinks she can is on the telephone now. She's called Maeve. Hello, Maeve.
You're all right.
Yes, whatever you said then. How are you, Maeve?
I'm telling you.
Oh, that's not a very good signal, is it? Maeve, move nearer when... Maeve?
Yes?
Oh, that's better. Yes, we couldn't really hear you there, Maeve. How are you?
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. What do you do, Maeve? Where are you? What do you do?
I'm an accountant.
Still. Where do you do that?
In London.
Okay. And how long have you been an accountant?
A year.
Okay. And why did you choose accountancy?
I like numbers.
Okay, good answer. So, it's not numbers we're concerned with now, May. Well, what's your favourite number?
Seven.
Pardon?
Seven.
Well, there are only three questions.
David Beckham, I mean.
Okay. So, we've got three questions, Maeve. Have you been listening to the show all week?
Yeah.
Good. And who's your favourite character?
Cass.
Uh-oh. Oh, what?
Poker Cass Go?
Yeah.
Alright. She's on Tinder. if you have you been listening to the show, then you will be aware of what happened next after three clips that I am going to play you. So are you ready to play Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week, Maeve?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go then. We will begin with yesterday, where we helped Maeve Jeremy Corbyn find out who Ant and Dec are, because he was shown a photograph on television during a debate where he didn't know who Ant and Dec were. We were trying to help by asking the listener to send in facts about Ant and Dec. In the next series of the Jungle programme, of course, with the supply of the kangaroos depleted, one of the Bushdugger trials, contestants will have to eat Ant and Dec's anuses. We've been on to the producers of that programme. They tell us that Gloria Honeyford will be the first to eat one of Ant and Dec's ani. So that was a fact about Ant and Dec, of course. Are you a fan of the Jungle programme, Maeve?
I love it.
Do you? Would you eat an anus?
No.
Okay. So we found out that the names Ant and Dec are shortened versions of their full names. But can you tell me what Ant and Dec are short for? Is it A, Antichrist and December? Is it B, Anatomy and Decadent? Or is it C, Antifreeze and Disciple? What are their full names? A, B or C?
I'm going to go with A.
Antichrist and December. Okay, let's find out. Everyone knows this anyway, but Ant and Dec, of course, are shortened versions of their full names. Their full names are Antichrist and December. Is the right answer, Maeve?
Yay.
Very good. Okay, question number two. We'll go back to Wednesday, where our diversity paper reviewer, each day we have the newspapers reviewed by a different diversity, and our box-ticking one on Wednesday was Marta, who is a foreign. She was talking about chemtrails and a conspiracy theory that a chemical gas is released in the sky by governments in order to sterilise the population.
There are some famous people who have openly said that they believe in this, such as Kylie Jenner, Chuck Norris and Prince apparently said that years ago, that he believed that...
Before he died.
Well, that's
I assume so. Yes.
That's what the song Purple Rain is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, you see. But then I happen to remember that another Prince song was about chemtrails as well. But what was the song? Was it A, Kiss? Because when you're sterilised, that's the closest you can come to reproduction. Was it B, Thieves in the Temple? Because it's a love story of some thieves sheltering in a temple, presumably from chemtrails. Or C, did I say it was When Doves Cry? Because that's what they do when they get gas in their eyes. A, B or C?
C.
C, When Doves Cry. Let's find out. And also, of course, if you fly over any populated area and squirt sterilizing gas out, what's it going to do? Going to get in the eyes of some birds, isn't it? And that's what happens when doves cry. There is the right answer. Very good, Maeve. You're doing well. That's 2 out of 2 so far, Maeve. Maeve.
Yeah.
Right. Question number 3. Finally, on... I love the banter of a quiz. On Wednesday, work experience Aidan popped by to bring us news of more horrible hipster nonsense. This was part of it.
London's first cat video festival. Join us for a huge party celebrating the greatest cat videos that our furry overlords have to offer.
Oh my God. This is
a quote from the website. A massive night of banging caterwauling music. Yeah. Activities, right?
No.
Very clever, that.
No, it isn't. Isn't it? That discussion went on and on, Maeve. But can you tell me what one of the other cat activities was, according to this cat-related nightmare? Was it A, catcrobats? B, were they offering feline dancing? Or C, were they offering pussy sniffing, which is the smelling of a cat?
B.
Feline dancing. Let's find out.
The cat activities that they have listed. DJ sets, cat robotics.
No! It doesn't work! It was cat robotics. It was A, Maeve. You let yourself down at the end there.
That one next.
Oh, you let yourself... down at the end, didn't you? We're going to have to go to Cornelius for the scores.
Oh, yeah, me?
Yeah, Cornelius has been keeping score.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. Should we check the system?
Yeah, I think I'll check the system. Let me just dial it up.
Just apologise, Maeve. It's a very slow system very we've got slow. Here, so you just have to hang on a minute. It's like dial-up. very slow system. Oh, we're in. Just typing in. How are you spelling Maeve?
M-A-V-E.
Maeve.
Oh, Maeve. No, it says that rhymes with cave.
That's correct. That's right.
Oh. Okay.
No, that you've put mo. You've put mauve. Delete that.
Wait, I'll just delete. Here we go. All right. Oh.
Sorry, Maeve. It's Maeve. The computers are old. Maeve. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, and you answered question A for the first question.
She put A for the first one, yeah.
How are you spelling A?
She doesn't. She's an accountant. She wouldn't necessarily know that.
Yeah, that's correct. Right.
She said C for the second question.
Okay, how are you spelling C?
C.
What, as in sea, as in ocean?
No, as in clown.
Okay, clown.
And then question three, she said B, but that was wrong.
B. Yeah. Okay, how did you spell B?
With B.
Big B, yeah. Okay.
Put bumble. Oh, no! Bumble.
Okay, that's done.
Right, now...
Wait.
Print the scores off.
Hang on, 2 seconds, something.
Yeah.
Wait. It started playing Bumblebee by Kasabian.
Oh, yeah. I think you must have typed the wrong thing.
Yeah. This is Bumblebee by Kasabian.
Yeah. Oh. Now what you've done there, you haven't even printed. Look what's coming out of the printer there. You printed out Bumblebee by Kasabian. Sorry, what's come out of the printer, Maeve, is the song Bumblebee by Kasabian. I'm sorry about that. It's
Oh no.
She was just. I don't know whether she's.
I could just tell her a score.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, it's 3.
She's got 2.
Oh well.
It's 2. It's what happens when you don't use the system. Yeah, you got 2.
Maeve, you got 2 out of 3. You happy with that?
Better than nothing.
It is better than nothing. Thanks, Maeve!
Okay, bye.
Stretch, Maeve! Yeah, come on!
Yeah!
Over my shoulder.
I love her. That's Maeve. She's an accountant. Her favourite number is 7. That's more or less all we know about her. So, well done. If you want to listen to the show closely and play the end of the week quiz, well, we'll be doing it again next Friday. And it could, for God's sake, it could be you. Right, still to come on the programme, the big debate after 3 o'clock, of course. More news in haikus and live music as we drag a busker. In this case, a busking band, quite literally in off the streets, squash them in the studio and force them to play, thereby losing them money and their pitch. Ahead of that, speaking of streets, we've been out on the streets because we like to on this programme. We've been outside, just out there on the streets. And if you've ever been in a street, you may well have noticed that sometimes there are people in them, both men and women and others. If you've ever seen them, you'll have noticed that they're often in deep thought. People, what I'm saying is, people in the street, they like to think, and we like to go onto the streets to find out what the people think. Okay, that's what we do. Today, we send our crack team of reporters out every morning to take the pulse of the nation. Today, we've been out on the streets to find out what they think. Do the people think mushrooms or wallets?
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Wallet.
Mushrooms.
Wallets.
Some wallets.
Wallets.
Mushrooms.
Wallets.
Wallets.
Mushrooms.
Wallets.
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 Wallet.
Mushrooms.
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 Wallets.
Mushrooms.
Wallets.
Mushrooms.
Shrooms.
Mushrooms.
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 Wallets.
Mushrooms.
Wallets.
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 Wallet.
Mushrooms.
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 Wallets.
Mushrooms.
Wallets.
Mushrooms.
And that is what the people think out on the streets.
Do they think?
Mushrooms or wallets. But importantly, stop it. What do you think? Do you think mushrooms? What do you think, wallets? You're right, Kat. What? Do you think mushrooms?
Come on, guys. We're doing a radio show here.
Do you think wallets? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word. No, mushrooms or wallets. Oh, my God.
It's Friday.
We go to ads.
You can tell, can't you? Chloe, press the button.
Talk radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk radio.
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky. Probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road, in cinemas now. Certificate 15.
Correct, I'm under.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only $168 a month and $504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just $168 a month over 47 months with $504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. It is a Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a toddler dies in a dog attack. A man challenges a sex ban. And post office workers vote to go on strike.
Talk Radio.
Police have revealed it was an American bulldog which killed a toddler in Essex. The dog has been seized after an attack on three-year-old Dexter Neal in Heelstead last night. A 29-year-old woman is still in police custody after being held on suspicion of allowing a dog to be dangerously out of control. James Cleverly is the local MP.
We do need to look at the legislation. We do need to see what more we can do, whether it's different legislation, whether it's better enforcement or existing legislation. But I don't think we should rush to anything because the original Dangerous Dogs Act didn't solve the problem that was put in place to solve.
A man described by police as obsessive and controlling has been jailed for at least 26 years for murdering his ex-girlfriend. The court heard 49-year-old Stuart Thomas waited for Katrina O'Hara to finish work at a bar in Dorset in January before stabbing her to death. The Prime Minister says continuing to collect bulk communications data from texts and emails is the only way to protect the UK. A review of security legislation has concluded there's no credible alternative to the tactics which are used by the spying agencies. It means who, when and where we send messages to will be recorded, but not the content. Here's Shadow Home Secretary Andy Burnham.
They've made recommendations and I'm disappointed today that the government hasn't immediately accepted this report in full. And my call on them is to say, having commissioned the report, you should now accept it in full.
A man's in court to challenge a ruling that he has to tell police 24 hours before he has sex. 45-year-old John O'Neill from York was cleared of rape last year but was handed with an interim sexual risk order. He says his human rights have been breached and he's been prevented from working, but police want the order to be made permanent. Legal commentator Joshua Rosenberg says it's an interesting case.
It is a
balance. Obviously, people talk about the film Minority Report, where people were punished before they committed crimes. On the other hand, I think most people would say it's better to prevent a crime happening than punish somebody afterwards.
A cyclist whose leg had to be amputated when she was run over by a Tesco lorry, so she's hugely disappointed the driver was fined just £625. Julie Dinsdale was crushed in London when Florian Opreia turned left in October last year. Opreia had only been driving the HGV for 4 days when it happened, has also been given 5 points on his licence. And postal workers have voted to go on strike over post office closures, job cuts and pensions. The Communication Workers Union says there's a crisis and has called for the government to step in.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here she comes with the weather in her hand.
Rain across the south and west, spreading to most areas except northern Scotland. It will turn dry and brighter for some, but blustery showers will stay in the southwest. Highs of 21 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. What are you doing at the weekend?
I'm
not interested. It's just radio friendly radio banter that I heard some other shows doing. I thought I'd join in.
Oh, right. Do you want me to answer?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm working tomorrow. So more news. And then I'm hosting. I've arranged an afternoon tea for my friend who's getting married.
Oh,
so hosting that.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. Where are you going for the afternoon tea?
To a manor house in Cheltenham.
Oh.
Yeah, she lives that way. So
nice.
Yeah.
This show is live from Edinburgh, the festival, on Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
brilliant.
So I'm going up to Edinburgh at the weekend. And I'm in Edinburgh. I don't know whether I mentioned I've got a book coming out. Did I mention that?
Yes.
Yes. A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, £8.99. Available, of course, on Amazon and in bookshops. Mm-hmm. And I've got to go and talk about it at the Edinburgh Festival. That's the thing. So this show's going to come live from Edinburgh. We're going to pack it with guests, comedian guests, on Monday.
Like who?
Don't know yet. Sue's around. Put me on the spot there because I literally don't know. right, thank you, Victoria. Just a little look ahead to next week there.
I'm glad you told me, even though I didn't ask.
Okay. Now, Ben's got the sport. And today, the sport comes live from the engine room of a container ship somewhere in the Pacific Ocean.
Hi, Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start at the Rio Olympics. Team GB's women attempt to win the hockey title for the first time this evening. They face defending champions the Netherlands. Team GB came to bronze at London 2012, but are guaranteed at least a silver, whatever happens this evening. The Premier League weekend gets underway tonight with Manchester United looking for their second successive victory. They host a Southampton side looking for their first win of the new campaign. The Saints were sweating on the fitness of Jose Font. Boss Claude Puel says the centre-back will be ready.
No, the big one is Jose. It's a really good, he's a very good professional. We had a good conversation this week and it's important to have Jose with us against the United.
Finally, Craig Shakespeare has been confirmed as England's first team coach. He'll remain in place as assistant manager at Champions Leicester City. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the sport live from a container ship. The engine room of a container ship somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. Ben with the sport there. Good. Big debate on the way next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Comedian Alan Carr is one of the nation's favourite gays. To celebrate his life, BBC Records and Tapes has teamed up to release an exclusive collection of the most distinctively grating noises he makes.
Oh no!
Alan Carr's Worst Laughs. A timeless collection of forced campery to enjoy time and time again in the discomfort of your ears. Alan Carr's Worst Laughs contains all your favourites, including high-pitched, protracted, and the just plain awful. For the most part, unlistenable, Alan Carr's Worst Laughs is perfect for blocking out the sound of nearby drilling, trying to drive bees from your garden, or damaging burglars. And if you order today, you'll also get, doesn't Graham Norton's laugh sound like a choking baby? absolutely free.
It's hilarious. Story. Anyway, this is going on and on. Oh, dear.
Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And so some American swimmers in Rio apparently lied about being robbed to cover up the fact that they'd vandalised a petrol station toilet. There's not been a scandal like it since London 2012, when two American swimmers lied about vandalising a toilet to cover up the fact that they'd been robbed. Could this damage international relations between the US and Brazil? Have two swimmers vandalised those international relations and also a toilet? Could it lead to war? That's what people are asking this afternoon, of course. Could World War III break out not because of ISIS or Putin's support for a corrupt Syrian regime, but instead because a wet athlete smashed up a foreign bog? Are we underestimating the gravity of the situation? On the line, listen to me there, say the word gravity, is Joan. Good afternoon, Joan.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Very well, thank you. Now, you've called in because you heard me say the word gravity, and you're very, very anti-gravity, aren't you? Hate the very idea of it.
Absolutely. I detest it, that I don't really even think it exists in reality.
Yeah. I mean, in what sense do you think it doesn't exist? I mean, what evidence do you have for that gravity doesn't exist?
I think that the fact that so many people claim that it does, that's enough evidence to say that it definitely doesn't.
Okay, well, it's an opinion of sorts. Rich is on the telephone now. He's you listen to Joan there, Rich. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hi, John.
Good afternoon. Now, you've called in because you heard me say the word gravity, because you're in favour of it.
Yeah, and you know, you expect these kind of idiots on George Galloway's show, but not on a serious current affairs show like this. I don't know which kind of branch of Weatherspoon's you troll for this idiot, but I'm sat on a chair, John. I'm sat on a chair and I'm not tied to it.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it, Joan? Good point. You still there, Joan? She's obviously fallen off the line, ironic. Oh, Joan's back. Joan, hello?
That is probably because I'm not really calling from any, like, physical location. I'm just, like, generally in the cosmos.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, we can hear you saying that. And by anywhere in the cosmos, we know you do mean a Weatherspoons, as Rich pointed out.
Right, I didn't hear it, okay.
Joan, no, because you see, that's my point. Your line dropped, and the word dropped, you know, it indicates gravity, doesn't it?
I would interpret that as it evaporated, so it went up.
Fine. Rich, I want to bring you back in there. Now, you're listening to Joan there. She says the line didn't drop, it just evaporated and went up because there's no notion of gravity. And I wonder whether we would be better off without. If we put gravity beyond use, Rich, I mean, is there any advantage to that?
We all know what this is really about. It's these idiots who are listening to Jeremy Corbyn speaking yesterday, his new pledge to take the weight off the shoulders of the poor by abolishing gravity. Mm. And we know it's absolute nonsense. I mean, even if that was possible, which it isn't, the few coins that they had would just float out of their pockets and they'd be worse off.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's so great, though, Rich, about being fixed to Earth? What is so great about it? I mean, really?
I'll give you one thing, right? If you were to use the toilet in zero gravity,
yeah.
and I'll put this to Joan, I hope she likes the idea of Poo and Wee flying towards her face.
Yeah.
Do you want Poo in your face, Joan?
Well, actually, this thing happened to me this morning. I was just having a shower, and this really made me really realise that gravity definitely doesn't exist. I was getting my shampoo bottle, and I just, like, squeezed a little bit and it squirted off right into my face.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't know if you've ever experienced, like, white liquid squirting into your face. Like, it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
And I don't think that would have happened had there been gravity.
Yeah, well, you're right. And also the word shampoo, of course, has got the word poo in it, which is what Rich was suggesting.
But shampoo means, like, it's not really poo.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's not real poo. It's sham poo.
Sham, yes.
It's a fake.
Yeah.
Right, I want to ask you this question. We all know that gravity is expensive. You know, the price of gravity increases year on year, and a lot of people have trouble affording it now. But the gas and electricity companies, of course, are now allowed to also supply the gravity to your home. It's a basic utility, of course. So prices are going up, ironically, you know, not down. And Rich, are we paying too much for it now, gravity? I mean, is it just too expensive?
It depends. I mean, can you really put a price on the security that gravity offers? And, you know, I've tried being without it. And, you know what water tastes like without gravity?
Yeah.
Bovril. Toothpaste. Bovril.
Yeah.
Bovril.
Bovril.
Bovril. Bovril. Yeah, it's disgusting. And I'm not prepared to put up with it.
I mean, Joan, he's absolutely right. If you ever try drinking gravity-free water, it does taste like Bovril. If you take the gravity out of any situation, you do end up with Bovril. If there was no gravity in your shower, The stuff squirting in your face would not have been the white liquid of the shampoo. It would have been, it would be Bovril. Do you want Bovril in your face, Joan?
I've never tried it. I'm open to trying everything once. See, I think that gravity is just it's like a construct of our imagination or lack thereof, I think. I think it's just something that we've like bought into, and we've just, because of our low, like our collective low self-esteem, we just like agree to it, and then we don't really try
so essentially,
potential.
Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying. You're just sort of saying gravity's there just because we all sort of agree that it is. So what you're arguing
it's
is
the right thing. Like capitalism, it doesn't mean it's the right thing.
Okay, yeah, I mean, absolutely right. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, that are in ISIS, aren't there? But it doesn't make it a right thing. So,
right. I mean, and Bovril as well must be not a good thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, ISIS and Bovril really just need to be sorted out.
I don't really know what you're saying now, but in terms of where we are with this notion of whether or not we need gravity and whether or not we're paying too much for it, I wonder, should we not just test, if it's costing us a lot of money, which it does, what if we switch it off for the day? Then anyone who wants to stay earthbound could be issued with special boots or something. I mean, Rich, you've got to admit that, you know, if we just turned gravity off for a day, it would save money.
But think about the cost of trying to get all the water back in the oceans where it belongs. I mean, I think it's an absolutely ridiculous idea. And you know what? I can't see gravity, but I also can't see air, and there's enough of it floating around in Joan's head.
Yeah. Burn.
I have a head.
It's burned you there, Joan.
Yeah, but I actually don't really have a head, like, at all. I just have, like, a really smoking bod. Like, that's all.
To me, this sounds like another one of them ridiculous weight loss gimmicks, if anything. And I think these gastropods, if I can use that term, John, will do anything to lose weight other than lifting weights and putting down cakes. Two things that would ironically be impossible if they had their way.
If they had their way, I know. And this is... Let me just tell you what they're doing in Sweden. They've turned gravity off in Sweden. They did it for a month, and all that happened was that no one could walk around, essentially, because what happened was that the air, I mean, you mentioned the air was just full of Swedish things like raw herring, moose poo, Volvos and IKEA meatballs, and they were just everywhere, and no one could get anything done, Joan. That's the problem. If you get rid of gravity, Joan, you know, you've got all this, you're just going to, it's just going to get in the way, the economy would collapse.
I disagree, because I think...
And that's not an irony. Well, I mean, it would collapse downwards, like because of gravity, Joan.
Or just evaporate somewhere else that we don't need. I think that it's like gravity just didn't exist, which I don't think it does. I think then...
You're just a gravity apologist. You're just one of these people, you come on the radio and you just argue some toss. Don't you? You know, and that's the. I mean, Rich is right. You might as well have called George Galloway, to be honest, with this sort of.
He'd have liked it as well. He'd have probably said it was perfect.
He would. He'd love it. Well, now we must end the debate. If you just end the debate for me with one word, Joan, one word to sum up the debate.
Oh, believe.
Rich.
One... Poo mouth.
Say it again.
Poo mouth.
And again.
Poo mouth.
Thank you. If you would like to react to whether or not we need gravity. Do we still need gravity in 2016 when we've got, you know, flying and balloons? Do we need it? Maybe you agree, maybe you don't. Either way, it's a talk radio station, so we're contractually obliged to take your opinion. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message.
And finish. At talk radio on Twitter.
Oh, sorry.
At talk radio on Twitter. I finished.
Stop your message with the word talk.
No, that's the text one.
No, I'm being stringent about this, and I'm doing a layer policy across all formats.
Let's try again. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No. What? Which one is it? 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
Fine. Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk. today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8 foot by 4 foot sheet of 18 millimeter sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall Vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vans. Conditional sale, 4 years, 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18+. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, there's one lane closed due to emergency repairs between junction 20 for Lutterworth and 21 for Leicester. Very slow traffic there. In Greater Manchester, the M60 anti-clockwise, queuing traffic and long delays due to an earlier accident between junction 15, the Swinton interchange, and 13 for Worsley. And still slow traffic in Cumbria on the M6 southbound, long delays due to an earlier accident and overturned vehicle between junction 44 and 41 for Catalan. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And, well, you know the news.
Yes.
It's very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, John, I just can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius. We've got a postbag bulging with letters from listeners who say exactly the same thing, such as this one from Sarah. Hi, John and team. You know the news? I just can't get my head around it. And that's from Sarah. That's just one of the letters. Here's another one here. Dear John and team, this is from Larry. You know the news? I just can't get my head around it. That's from Larry. This one's an email that I've printed off. Dear John and team, subject header, the news. I just can't get my head around it. And that's from Grace. And I could go on. I mean, the postbag is full of these these emails. It really is. But you're not alone. Lots of people can't get their head around the news. And we are here to help you. So what we do on this programme is explain the news. You break it down into its component parts. And when you do that, of course, you end up with Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haiku.
U.S. swimmer's van delays petrol station. Another oil war.
haiku.
Stop doing that!
Tour Radio in the Friday afternoon. Very shortly, we'll be dragging a busker in. Not just one, though, a whole band of them. A merry band of busker in, quite literally off the streets, thereby losing their money from their pitch, where ordinarily they would be earning coin. Because it's live music on a Friday. Before that, though, there's a small matter. I was talking about people sending us emails just then, of course. And there's a small matter of some, let's call it office interpersonal email action. Which involves Cass. So Cass, Asprod Cass is through the glass. Cass, I'm just going to get into the studio.
Come in, Cass.
Come in. Come into the studio, Cass. Cass is coming into, she's coming into the studio.
The control room's three stories up, so. Yeah. Oh, that was quick.
Hi, Cass.
What?
I was just. Easy, Tiger. I was just. I was just musing. About that email you got sent.
Which one I get a lot?
I know, the one from Luke.
From Sex Luke?
Yes, so regular listeners will know Sex Luke is Luke, who works on the website here.
Well. Works.
Website. But, you know, he, I don't know what he does. But anyway, he works here doing something. And he sent you an email, didn't he? I mean, he sends you emails all the time. You know,
usually apologising
yep. for not doing his job properly.
Yep.
But this is an interesting one, isn't it? Because I arrived in the office today, and Cass just said, "Come here," and called me over to her desk, and just pointed at her email screen, and there was a little email from Luke. Sex Luke is so called, by the way, because he accidentally told he met a girl, went out on a date, and then came in the next morning so excited. Because he'd had some intercourse. And he made the mistake of telling Cornelius, who told everybody.
Yes.
Well, three times, apparently.
He told everyone three times.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently that's a record.
Okay. Well, he sent you an email.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us about it?
Asking me out for a drink, just the two of us.
What?
Listen to this.
You have it printed out.
I do. Hi, Cass. From Luke.
What's the subject line?
Sex Luke. No, it's not.
It says drink.
It says drink tonight? Question mark. Hi, Cass. Are you busy this evening? This was this morning?
Yeah, this was morning. There should be the time on it if you print it out.
Oh, so it was 11:52.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I was just wondering whether you'd like to go for a drink with just me and you. Let me know.
With just me and you. He's not leaving anything to chance there,
No. Just making sure that I don't drag you.
Let me know.
And John.
Let me know. And then there's a little winky face. He's made a colon with a smile, a little winky face.
Yep.
Are you busy this evening? Just wondering whether you'd like to go for a drink. Just me and you. Let me know. Little winky face.
Mm.
That's winky.
Yep. Little.
Luke. That's what he's put.
Yep. I didn't reply.
Oh. Are you going to reply?
When I've stopped laughing.
What Luke doesn't know is, of course, is that you, after you've mated, you eat them.
I do. I get very hungry, ravenous.
You're like a mantis.
Yes. Or
a woman-tis.
Or a...
Not to be sexist.
Black widow.
Racist.
No!
How does it make you feel inside?
Vomitous. Like having bird flu. Oh, the neurovirus. I did have the neurovirus.
How are you going to react to it?
Are you saying having the neurovirus is equivalent to having sex with Sex Luke?
I wouldn't know. But no. It's the same as getting an email.
Okay.
Are you going to reply to it? Are you just never going to mention it again?
I would rather not.
Do you want to tell her?
Yeah, I sent it.
I didn't think it was for me.
Luke left his computer on.
What an idiot.
Well, he works a computer, he's got no idea. Doesn't know how to turn it off. And Colin went to his desk.
I genuinely didn't think it was.
And sent you a love note.
It's lovely.
We were hoping you'd say yes and it'd get all confusing. Luke's coming to the room.
Hey!
Sex Luke.
Con, I am going to kill you.
I'm actually going to kill you.
Look at his little pink head.
Oh, look, Luke's got really red. Like,
I can't believe you did that to me.
I was just trying to help you out. You keep telling me about your feelings for Cass.
I do not.
You should see what Cass he sent to Julie Hartley Brewer. It was asking you if you could take a dump on her chest.
I hate you. I hate you.
That's life.
Like, it's really funny, but at the same time, it's now all over the national airwaves.
Yes. But... it's all right. It's the 34th most listened to station out of a possible 39, Luke. No one's listening.
Yeah, no.
No, 224,000 viewers, you know.
Right, so thanks, Luke.
Cheers, Luke.
Well done.
Thanks, Cornelius.
So, in the next half an hour, then, we will be bringing you...
During that bit, there was a team assembled of producers from the station to keep Luke out the studio. Yeah. And they failed.
They failed massively.
Yeah, they did.
There was literally no one barring the way.
He was listening to this unfold in the office, and he just ran up here.
There was no one standing in between the way of you and Cass.
Apart from fate.
In the next half an hour, we will bring you live music, because it's Live Music Friday. As a merry band of buskers, comes into the studio to play live for us. It's Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Oh, it's the news and we haven't got Victoria.
Oh.
I thought Victoria was coming in. Yeah. That would have been smooth, actually.
That would have been, yeah.
I could have really nailed that.
Should we do a musical interlude or
no,
something?
No, let's just sit here and wait for Victoria.
Okay. I've got a doorbell sound effect that we can play.
Great, do that.
Right, 2 seconds.
Brilliant. Good. Right. Seriously, where is she?
Don't know. She quit?
Shall I just do it? Oh, here she is. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
A bit late.
What's that in your hand?
It's a strawberry and mint Calippo style ice lolly.
This is turning into the weirdest show ever. I mean, of all the things you were going to say, that wasn't it. not what I was expecting.
Why not?
Are you late because you're eating a strawberry and mint flavour Calippo ice lolly?
Well, I am eating that, but there was some breaking news. But I just thought you might fill, because you
we
often
did. We
run
did. We
late.
We played the sound effect of a doorbell.
Do you need any more time?
No, I think I've got it down now.
Okay.
Why is the doorbell going off?
Don't you want to know. It's Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, then, some live music. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed the animal which mauled a three-year-old boy to death in Essex was an American bulldog. Dexter Neal was attacked at a house in Halstead late yesterday afternoon. A 29-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of allowing a dog to be dangerously out of control. Local MP James Cleverley says the whole community has been taken aback by what's happened.
It's a town, but it's got very much a village feel. People know each other, people talk to each other. And I know this incident will have sent a shockwave through the whole town, and people that I've spoken to are very upset by this.
It's claimed controversial bulk spying powers used by intelligence agencies play a crucial role in fighting terrorism. That's the finding of a major review of security legislation looking at whether there's a strong enough case for the tactics. North Yorkshire police are due to find out this afternoon whether an order made against a man, which means he has to tell them 24 hours before he has sex, will be upheld. 45-year-old John O'Neill is challenged to the decision in court, claiming his human rights have been breached. Postal workers have voted to go on strike over cuts to jobs, services and staff pensions. The Communication Workers Union says the post office is on the path to extinction. And US Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte has apologised for not being more candid about events at a petrol station in Rio, where he claims he and three teammates were held up at gunpoint. His statement doesn't admit lying after Brazilian police said the confrontation was in fact with a security guard after some drunken vandalism. The weather, rain clearing overnight with lows of 13 degrees, strong winds and heavy showers tomorrow, but northern Scotland should stay dry, highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
I mean, it's a radio first for me. that I've never witnessed a newsreader eat a Calippo during a bulletin. Every time Victoria played a clip of someone talking there, she'd have a suck on a Calippo.
Yep.
Which I've never seen that.
What's melting?
Do you want another go on it?
No, not while you're watching and listening.
Well, I've been watching and listening while you were doing it.
Well, I do, but I don't want to now.
That's Victoria with a Calippo. Just the weirdest thing. So live music coming up. And also, Professor Stephen Hawking will join us next to tell us half a joke.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. Yes, you are listening to Talk Radio and I am John Holmes. Now, Professor Stephen Hawking, you'll know him, he's the astrophysicist and scientist and explainer of black holes. He joins us every week to tell us a joke. Well, half a joke, in fact, because what happens is this. It's fitting that Victoria was eating a lolly. She was eating a Calippo lolly there. And the notable thing about the Calippo lolly, of course, is that it doesn't have a stick like other lollies do have. But if it had, and was perhaps in the 1970s or 80s, what you might find on the stick is the setup to a joke. That's how lolly sticks used to work. They might still, I haven't checked. But they used to have on the setup to a joke on the stick, and then underneath the icy treat was the punchline to the joke. And to get to that, of course, you had to eat the lollipop. Now, Michael McIntyre, do you remember?
Hello, how are you? You well? Are you good? Hello, it's great to be here. My favourite station of them all. My 34th favourite station of them all. It's Talk Radio.
Thank you, Michael. Now, I don't know whether you remember ice lollies.
Yes. No, I don't know if you've noticed this. Okay, now, ice lollies, right? Why are they never black? Okay?
It's kind of racist.
Yes, I mean, why is the confectionery of frozen not at all racial? It's disappointing to see, and I think it would be nice to have maybe a black fab. I think I would like that.
Michael McIntyre there joining us, but he remembers the lollies with the joke on. What I'm getting at is that Professor Stephen Hawking is in like an audible equivalent of that. Here on the programme, Professor Stephen Hawking tells us the setup to a joke. The punchline to the joke is only available on our podcast, which will be going live after the show later today. So it's kind of like an audible lolly stick. We call it Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. Here comes the setup to the joke. He is ready to tell it. Professor Stephen Hawking, play your very long intro music.
What do you call a magic dog?
There it is! There's Professor Stephen Hawking's joke. What do you call a magic dog? If you would like the answer to that joke, then it is only available on our podcast, which will be live just a few hours. Well, when Cornelius can be asked to make it, basically. So just a few hours after we come off air, that's where you'll find the punchline to Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal here on Talk Radio. Right then, live music. It's coming up to 20 to 4 for the last 20 minutes on a Friday. We drag in a busker off the streets. Regular listeners will know that. Today we've dragged in, well, not one, not two, but three, because they form a band. Hello, band.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Yeah, what are you called?
Spring Riot.
Spring Riot. Yep. Jolly good. And where did they drag you from? Where were you performing?
We are performing in Leicester Square.
Okay.
Yeah, we always go there. And in the corner or inside the square, you know, the statue of Charles Chaplin.
Yes.
We go there. And, well, we busk in Spain too. We come from Spain.
Yep, I was getting that. Yeah. Good.
And, well, it's very fun. In London, there's a lot of people staring and listening now, so it's great.
Why would you come here from Spain when Spain is a beautiful hot country?
Yeah.
And this isn't that.
Yeah, but nowadays in Spain, the days have like 40 degrees.
Yeah, well, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains.
Yeah.
As we know. So, okay, individual names, you are?
Lewis.
And?
I am John.
Isaac.
Okay, so we've got two guitars, am I right?
Yep.
And what are you playing?
I play usually the drums, but in the street I play the cajon. It's a...
Cajon drum.
Yeah. The name in Spanish.
It is. Yeah, I like. Well, that's fine. But it's. I mean, it's one of the. Oh, look, it's one of those. You might have seen this. He's sitting on it.
Yeah.
So it's like a wood box.
It is like a root box. Yeah, exactly. That. So okay, look, you're gonna play two songs for us, I think.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. We're gonna take a quick break and then we'll come back and do it. In terms of. Have you been performing today? Have we?
No, today was raining. Today, yeah, no, it's yeah. not a very good day. Day
so,
off.
So you come here, right? And you've had a good week because it's been sunny.
Yeah.
But if you're not going to perform in the rain, your time here is limited, gentlemen.
Yeah, of course. Here in London, you know.
How long have you been here?
1 month, just this year, just 1 month.
Okay, and is it the first time you've done it in this country? Or
no, yeah, for me it's the third time, and for them it's the
for
first.
Us, yeah, first time. Yeah. First time.
Okay, and how are you? How are you finding it? Is it? I'll ask them that because this is their first time. Yeah. So is it everything you had dreamed of?
Yeah.
Yes, no, John will have poor quality dreams. Yeah,
everything goes very fast in this city. It's you know. And the weather is not so good as Spain, but you know there's a lot of good things in London. You have all days anything to do, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever you know, it's not like our country. Our city is a small city. It's totally different.
So whereabouts in Spain are you from?
We are from Lleida. It's a city
small
near
city
Barcelona.
Near Barcelona, yeah.
2 hours from Barcelona.
Okay, very nice. Well, look, I'll let you tune up and do what you need to do because we will be bringing you live music from Spring Riot. I'll get it right in a minute. What's that in Spanish? What's Spring Riot in Spanish?
Spring Riot. It's like Motín de Primavera.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd stick with Spring Riot. It's 20 to 4, live music on Talk Radio next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone, and feel your worries melt away. Post Office Money. Mortgages sorted. Post Office Money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in-store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know Screwfix.
Dryathlon is coming. And the idea of not drinking during September is having a startling effect on many Brits. In Mead, it can do strange things inside a one's head. Gin rum circumstances, people actually miss beer words as alcoholic beverages. Wine this happens isn't something Pinot. At this point, it can be sherry worrying, but merely shows that an absinthe from booze might be a good thing. Not least to raise money for Cancer Research UK. It's tough, but give it a shot, and we will beat cancer sooner. Sign up at triathlon.org.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, there's one lane closed due to emergency repairs between junction 20 for Lutterworth and 21 for Leicester. Very slow traffic there. In Greater Manchester, the M60 anti-clockwise, queuing traffic and long delays due to an earlier accident between junction 15, the Swinton interchange, and 13 for Worsley. And still slow traffic in Cumbria on the M6 southbound, long delays due to an earlier accident and overturned vehicle between junction 44 and 41 for Catalan. I'm Paul Jenkins.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate. Talk radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
George Galloway there. He's got a hat and he once licked up milk. Like a cat. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Yes, as that little bit of production there would accurately depict. It's Live Music Friday. We have a band in the studio. They ordinarily are buskers. They are Spanish. They're from 2 hours outside of Barcelona. Yeah. They've been here for a month performing in London's Leicester Square. And we are about to hear two songs from them. One is theirs, one is a cover version. They're called Spring Riot. What is your first one you're going to do?
We're going to do a cover of Thinking Aloud.
Thinking Aloud, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go then. On Talk Radio, Spring Riot Live.
When your legs don't walk like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off all your feet, will your mouth still remember this to my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? And darling, I will be loving you till 70. And baby, my heart could still for us. We're gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play a string the same way, I know you still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow all this evergreen. Smiles forever in my mind and my memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe it's so part of the plan. Me, I fall in love with you every single day, hoping that you'll understand. Me under light of a thousand stars, blaze your door a bit hard. I'm thinking out loud, baby, we found love right where we are. La la la. We'll be right back.
thinking out loud. Baby, we found love right where we are. Baby, we found love right where we are. And we found love right where we are.
Come on!
Thank you.
Spring Riot, live in the studio. Excellent stuff. They're Spanish. So that was a cover of Ed Sheeran, of course, which in itself is a blatant copy of Marvin Gaye's song, which is why he's being sued for it. You decide. I'm not saying it's a copy. You decide, listener. It's not for me to say. I'm not a judge. But I am a judge of good music, and that was excellently performed. Gentlemen, your next song, I understand, is one of your own songs.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this... I mean, how do you choose... When you're busking, do you do some of your own stuff? Do you do a range of it? Do you do more covers? How do you do it?
No, we just do only covers. Yeah.
You can't do anything that will earn money, basically, is it all?
Yeah.
Is the gist of it.
We should try our songs. Maybe they work.
I think, we'll be about to find out, but, you know, throw them in. You know, once you've gathered a crowd, that's the time to do it. That's the time to check it in.
We'll tell you if it's a good plan or not.
Yeah, see how much money they throw at you. So what's this one called?
The Change.
The Change. All right, this is Spring Riot. This is theirs. It's called The Change.
All right.
Lately, been arguing with myself, feeling numb with stories my head. I'm still running from the yesterday. I'm safer, warmer this way. I'm still escaping from the ghosts again, surrounding all over this place. So I am waiting. I keep waiting for the change. I keep running on my own. I keep falling off the road. So I am waiting. I'm still waiting for the change, and it's killing me. March is gone and took you with its gold. How can other people be so strong? I'm still running from the yesterday. I'm safer, warmer this way. I'm still trying to see the differences between to live, to die, and pray. So I am away. Change. I keep running on my own. I keep falling on the road. So I am waiting. I keep waiting for the change, and it's getting. Where I belong, I try to figure out my goal. I'm waiting here outside and I'm calling you. Where do I go? Where I belong? I try to figure out my goal.
go, go. I'm waiting here outside and calling you. Where do I go? Where I belong? I try to figure out my go, go. Running on my own, I keep falling off the road. So I am waiting, I keep waiting for the change. I keep running on my own, I keep falling off the road. So I am waiting, I keep waiting for the change, and it's killing me.
Live music on Talk Radio. Home Talk Radio, the home of live music. In your face, Virgin, with your Gavin James session. That's Spring Riot. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I think you should be performing that live
In Leicester Square or wherever. Yeah. Where could we find you? Do we find you? Obviously, Leicester Square in London.
Yeah.
But online, where would we find you?
Spotify, Facebook, YouTube.
Yeah. Right, so just search Spring Riot.
Yeah, okay. Spring Riot.
Okay, fine.
Like,
and are you doing gigs that aren't busking gigs as well? Because you're doing like proper, you know, venues.
Venues, well, you mean we sell CDs?
Yeah, well, are you doing live gigs that aren't in the street? I mean, proper, where people come to see you, because they would.
Yeah, they would. No, but...
But you've got CDs.
Yeah, we got CDs, we play there, and some people buy the CDs.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
More now.
We can live here in London with that, so we are happy.
Great. All right. Well, look, it's fantastic. Thanks for coming in. That's been great. That is Spring Riot. And if you want to find them, then they will be, of course, on the internet. That's that modern thing that there is. So Facebook, all the usual places. Gentlemen, great stuff. Thank you. Right. It's Talk Radio. That's nearly it from us. Yasmin Khan will be on next. Before that, though, it's if you're a regular listener, you'll know it's Some Request Friday, whereby we allow you to make a speech, dedication, or request to hear a speech or talk. We're not allowed to do music in terms of requests because we're not Radio 2, but you can request a speech. So earlier on, we heard Kate Moss's speech accepting a Brit Award on behalf of David Bowie. We played that for Mary, who was wanting it played into a supermarket because they were playing Talk Radio out over the tannoy and she'd lost her daughter and thought that might help find her. And we heard Joan Jett speaking at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. Jerry wanted to hear that. He was travelling with his family to Cornwall for a staycation. Good afternoon, John. This has come in from Nigel. I'm absolutely devastated to hear today's news that the TED talker Amy Cuddy is splitting up. Please could you play me her favourite speech? It's "Your Body Language Shapes Who You Are." It's her TED Talk, and I remember seeing her perform it live on the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury in 1976. One of the most magical moments of my life. Thousands of people speaking along with her words. So especially for you, Nigel, to finish on today, it's a TED Talk. It's Amy Cuddy. "Your Body Language Shapes Who You Are."
So I want to start by offering you a free no-tech life hack. And all it requires of you is this, that you change your posture for 2 minutes. But before I give it away, I want to ask you to right now do a little audit of your body and what you're doing with your body. So how many of you are sort of making yourselves smaller? Maybe you're hunching, crossing your legs, maybe wrapping your ankles. Sometimes we hold on to our arms like this. Sometimes we spread out. I see you. So I want you to pay attention to what you're doing right now. We're going to come back to that in a few minutes. And I'm hoping that if you sort of learn to tweak this a little bit, it could significantly change the way your life unfolds. So we're really fascinated with body language, and we're particularly interested in other people's body language. You know, we're interested in, like, you know, a an awkward interaction or a smile or a contemptuous glance or maybe a very awkward wink or maybe even something like a handshake.
And that's Your Body Language Shapes Who You Are, the TED Talk from Amy Cuddy. And we play that especially for Nigel, who saw Amy Cuddy perform that live on the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury in 1976, one of the most magical moments of his life. Thousands of people, of course, speaking along with the words. That's almost it from us. We'll be back on Monday, but Yasmin Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, is with me in the studio, for she is on drive today.
I am on drive on a Friday.
That's correct. How are you?
Very well.
Good.
How are you?
It's always a treat to see you.
Oh, well, you know, I'd like to say the same back to you.
But it would be a lie.
It would.
Yeah. What have you got coming up on your programme?
Okay, now, there has been yet another tragic death of a child who's been bitten by a dangerous dog.
So we've been hearing in the news, yes.
Now, this, not only is it tragic, but it irks me. I do not understand why people need to own dangerous dogs. Why?
Well, isn't the point there, though, that all dogs potentially are dangerous?
Yeah.
So where do you draw the line?
But it never seems to be a Labrador or a poodle.
That is a fair point.
Yeah, so that is my question. There are so many other things you can do in life. Why do you need to own a dog of this type?
Yes.
Because people will say, oh, but you can control them. Well, we can't, because the incidences of people going to hospital with dog bites and being attacked by
dogs. Well, that's
two
this week, isn't it?
Two this week.
There was that old man, there was that man who was walking his own dog, I think.
I think it was, yeah. And that was up north. So I want people's views on that. Why does anyone need to own a dangerous dog?
Okay.
And also face bragging. Now, what is that? That is people showing off on Facebook.
And, face bragging?
Yeah, going, look at me. I got a new job. Look at me and my wonderful family. Look at me and my holiday. Not that I'm bitter about any of those things. So what is the worst social media bragging that you have seen? So,
okay.
Yeah, basically any of those. Mine would obviously be today I got to spend 2.5 minutes with John Holmes.
Oh, you're a massive liar. that's Yasmin Khan. She's with you next with Drive. We are back on Monday live from the Edinburgh Festival. We will see you then. 1 till 4. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.